news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Burning the midnight oil in the Senate. That story in a moment. But first, in northwest Idaho, they're mourning the loss of two firefighters shot and killed in what police describe as an ambush.
Authorities believe a man lit a wildfire in rugged terrain on a mountain trail and then shot at firefighters as they arrived on the scene to tackle the blaze. The gunfire lasted for several hours as the wildfire grew, and police and firefighters took cover down below the popular Canfield Mountain Trail. Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris said they'd been tracking a cell phone signal, and then a SWAT team found a man dead with a gun nearby on the trail, though they did not say how he was killed or what kind of weapon was found.
The BBC's Regan Morris says a third firefighter was wounded in the attack just north of Coeur d'Alene. There's been nothing yet on a motive. A Senate vote on the president's huge spending and tax cut bill could come as soon as today. Senators debated the measure into the early hours of the morning. And one of two Republicans who voted to, in effect, kill the bill is now calling it quits.
Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina announced he will not seek re-election next year. The announcement came after he voted against advancing Donald Trump's massive bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. Tillis opposed cuts to health care programs. The president responded by berating Tillis in social media posts. He accused the Republican senator of seeking publicity and threatened to campaign against him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After President Trump called off trade talks with Canada, the Canadians have rescinded a digital services tax on American tech companies. It was due to take effect today. And now the U.S.-Canada trade talks are set to resume. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 228 points. NASDAQ futures 162 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:03. I'm Bruce Elliott. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off with Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. We had a wreck about 25 minutes ago on the Beltway outer loop between the JFX and Greenspring. At one point, the vehicle was off the roadway. It looks like now, just in the last 5-6 minutes, that they've cleared the roadway because the pace here at the JFX is now much better than it was. At one point, it was dead stop, starting to move a little better now, and we can see more traffic over at Greenspring. So that's good news. If you're on the Dundalk side this morning, again, about 30 minutes ago, a wreck there, Hollabird Avenue, very close to Delville Avenue. Now in the western part of the state, there's a big wreck. Not sure what's involved yet. Almost like a tractor-trailer wreck in Hagerstown. I-70 is affected both ways right now at Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're starting off warm and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the mid to upper 90s. We'll see the potential for some more showers and thunderstorms late afternoon into the evening time. More showers and storms, some of the strongest severe on Tuesday, and temperatures staying in the 90s. For the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's warm outside already. Pikesville currently 73 degrees. Dundalk, Baltimore, it's 77 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele and Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. All you have to do is give Vinny a call, 410-709-7515. Kilmer Abrego Garcia is asking for staying in jail where he is. He wants to remain in jail in Tennessee after the Trump administration said it would deport him to a third country once released. In a filing from his lawyers on Friday, Abrego Garcia's team said, "We cannot put any faith in any representation made on this issue by the Justice Department." Maryland State Police say a pedestrian is dead following a hit-and-run crash in Harford County. Accident happened just after 2 o'clock Sunday, 2 o'clock in the morning, on northbound I-95 near Riverside Parkway. According to the preliminary investigation, the 33-year-old victim was walking in the left lane when he was struck by a vehicle described as a 2021 to 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee. More than 70 residents of a Howard County senior center were displaced after a sprinkler pipe broke over the weekend. Happened Saturday evening at the Heartlands Senior Living Village in Ellicott City. 74 residents taken to other facilities due to the flooding. And a 70-year-old motorist injured following a crash in north of Baltimore. Accident happened involving the motorcycle and a car right about 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon, intersection of East Northern Parkway and New York Road. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM Stein on Sports is next.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Vinny, I'm checking out your VinnySteele.com website, and I gotta say, I love that it's so easy to navigate.
Thanks, Sean. I really try to make it easy for everybody who needs to buy, sell, get multiple cash offers, or they just want to reach out to me directly with any questions they may have.
So what's the most asked question you get these days?
You know, Sean, I would say probably questions about my guaranteed sale program and how much money a seller can get for their home in today's market.
Well, you are famous for your Home Sold Guarantee or Will Buy It offer, but you have other great programs and services here, right?
Absolutely. Sellers want the most money and certainty, and I make it easy with my guaranteed sale program, my exclusive multiple cash offer platform, and buy before you sell programs all online.
So if you're in the market to sell your home this summer, do what I did. Check out VinnySteele.com and then call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 and then start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Home sweet home for Dean Kramer.
3-2 coming. He goes with the heat. For Seaver with the strikeout. It's 6 of the afternoon.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Kramer the hero yesterday. Pitching a gem. 7 scoreless, 3 hits as the Birds take 2 of 3 from the Rays. 5-1 was the final, winning a rubber game of a series for only the fourth time in 14 tries this year. After the game, manager Mancelino offering this on Dean Kramer.
I mean, day game Dino, and I don't know where he's lined up here in these next couple series. I hope it is on a day game.
Day game Dino sounds good, but in reality, day game Dino is only 4-3 in day games this year with a 4.13 ERA. How about May-June Dino? Kramer's ERA in March and April is 6.97. In May and June, it's 2.98. Sad news to report from the world of horse racing. Legendary horse trainer Dwayne Lucas, winner of 15 Triple Crown races and 20 Breeders' Cups during his Hall of Fame career, has passed away. Lucas had recently been hospitalized with a severe MRSA blood infection that caused major damage to his heart and digestive system. The great Dwayne Lucas was 89. Coming up in 30 minutes, the confounding season of Zach Eflin continues. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
From Reisterstown to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning,
to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland's Monday, June 30th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Baltimore robberies up 40% as residents of Baltimore now in fear of getting robbed at gunpoint. We'll take a look at Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who is a brilliant scholar, and what she has to say about DEI and the future of it. But our top story here today, the twin wins at the Supreme Court on Friday actually cap off a great week for President Trump. We'll get into all that in our MAGA movement update, but actually there were four wins last week when you count them.
Yeah.
You had the Supreme Court ruling it was okay to deport illegal aliens to a third-party country.
Yep.
You have the 6-3 decision that these judges and their nationwide injunctions have got to stop. You had the 6-3 decision on the victory for in Mahmoud versus Taylor on Montgomery County parents, mm-hmm. Christians and Muslims, being able to opt out of a Rainbow Mafia curriculum in their public schools. Big victory for parental rights. And then you had the Texas case against Ken Paxson on the they wanted to put additional hurdles for children so they don't get access to porn on digital sites, and that was a big win as well. So four big wins, but President Trump said he's going full steam ahead on the birthright citizenship. Now the Supreme Court did not rule on the merits,
correct,
of that. That case is going to be percolating back to the court sometime starting in October when they reconvene. But he said it is time to take off the gloves against some of these judges and their nationwide injunctions, which now have been ruled illegal.
Thanks to this decision, we can now properly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis. And some of the cases we're talking about would be ending birthright citizenship, which now comes to the fore. That was meant for the babies of slaves. It wasn't meant for people trying to scam the system and come into the country on a vacation. This was, in fact, it was the same date, the exact same date, the end of the Civil War. It was meant for the babies of slaves, and it's so clean and so obvious. But this lets us go there and finally win that case because hundreds of thousands of people are pouring into our country under birthright citizenship, and it wasn't meant for that reason. It was meant for the babies of slaves. So thanks to this decision, we can now properly file to proceed with these numerous policies and those that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis, including birthright citizenship, ending sanctuary city funding, suspending refugee resettlement, freezing unnecessary funding, stopping federal taxpayers from paying for transgender surgeries, and numerous other priorities of the American people.
Yeah, you know, you're looking at these numbers. There were 40 nationwide injunctions lodged against the Trump executive orders, 35 of which came from just five states. One of those states was Maryland. That's why the president has suing 15 federal district judges here in the state of Maryland. So they're going to be very busy in these district courts over the next several months.
Yeah. Busy is an understatement. 6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, coming off a successful weekend where he shot 7 holes in one. It's just an amazing thing. The one didn't like it very much, having 7 holes punched in him, but hey, good shooting, Chuck.
It was a putt-putt course.
Yes. Got the clown, huh?
Oh, yeah. Right at the end. The ball didn't go in, but his head went off. So it's either way. It's all
either way. You know.
Yes. The Beltway is recovering from that wreck on the outer loop west of the JFX. The vehicle on the shoulder now and the back of his easing coming over from 83 and then eventually towards Green Spring Avenue. On the Dundalk side, I think that might have been a motorcyclist involved, Hollabird Avenue and Delvale Avenue. I don't know if you saw the story over the weekend or not, but they had an underground fire. When the fire department pulled up downtown, fire was coming out of 3 manholes at the same time. That had to be a little surreal at that point.
Yeah.
So Baltimore Street at Guilford Avenue is closed, so plenty of ways to get around it. I mean, you have Pratt Street to the south. You have other streets to get around through there, but that central business district right there is going to be blocked off, at least downtown, for that section of Baltimore Street. I'm not sure about Guilford Avenue. If that's the case, again, you can move over to President Street and several other streets in that area. Big wreck, Hagerstown. Both sides of I-70 affected this morning right at the interchange at Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And still no word yet on what caused that underground fire.
No, so that happened about several years back. Same thing.
They're still investigating it, so we'll see what happens here. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday warm and muggy start today. Stop me if you've heard this before. We'll be in the mid to upper 90s by this afternoon. Chance for showers or storms later this afternoon. I was out yesterday, and all of a sudden, the skies opened up.
Oh, yeah.
And the sun was out, and it was just pouring down rain.
It's a sun shower.
And it was a sun shower. And then after, normally when you have rain like that, it cools things off a bit. It was still just as humid and steamy even after the rain.
Like being in Burma.
Exactly.
Like it is down here, same thing.
Cloudy, 73 in Ellicott City, and 73 in Reisterstown. Time for some one-liner news for you here today. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, officially now husband and wife.
Oh, good for them.
They tied the knot in Venice.
What gift did you get?
$25 million wedding. Had they waited a week, waited for Prime Day, they could have saved 50%. I saw Ivanka there.
Oh, yeah.
Ivanka Trump was there, yeah, along with her husband, Mr. Kirchner. The country of France has introduced new laws meant to curb public smoking. Been a lot of pushback from the French, who are saying they're fighting these restrictions by saying France never surrenders. Well, maybe there was
sometimes.
One time. Maybe two.
Twice.
Yeah, exactly.
World War I and two.
Automobile safety advocates are raising concerns. Crash test dummies do not yield reliable results because they're modeled after the size, shape, and weight of male humans.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the crash test dummies aren't looking at the phone while they're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. That's a big cause. Elon Musk says President Trump's big, beautiful bill will destroy millions of jobs in America and cause immense strategic harm to our country. Trump responded by saying, bring big balls back. Okay? Heard enough of the other guy. British academic claims that all the characters in Shakespeare's Macbeth are gender fluid. All of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shakespeare's preferred pronouns are thou, thine.
Thou and thine?
Yes. Just saying.
Prithee.
Yes, exactly. There's also a gender fluid character in Hamlet, they say. Alas, poor York. I knew they, them well.
I knew him well.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have fun with those pronouns.
But not that well.
Exactly. Go back and just put different pronouns in the entire, all of Shakespeare's works. And you'll have fun with that. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you have better things to do with your time.
Get to it. It'll take you about a month. Get back to us, please.
You ever hear Andy Griffith do Romeo and Juliet?
No.
And he says, hark. He says, they used to say hark back in those days. Where Ford art thou? He said, that meant, where the hell are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Hark. He goes through each line. He goes, hark. Yeah. What does that mean?
The only other time I've ever used the word hark was in the Christmas song. Hark, yeah, hark the herald angels sing.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And then Larry the Cable Guy did hark the hair lip.
Angel, thank you for reminding us of that.
I know, I'm sorry.
As a kid, I thought Hark was a guy's name.
Oh, okay. Well, to each his own. All right, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate
you
that.
Will.
410-922-6680, our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. This might be the best week in Trump's presidency ever, the first term included.
He's had a good week, man.
He's had a great 6 months. Last week, though, was just amazing. The Attorney General Pam Bondi appeared at a press conference with the president on Friday and talked about the stop of these nationwide injunctions.
The district court lacks authority to enter nationwide or universal injunctions. These lawless injunctions gave relief to everyone in the world instead of the parties before the court.
And of course, she said these judges, you know, again, they forgot their role. They forgot their position. They're in the judiciary. They're not in the executive branch.
These injunctions have blocked our policies from tariffs to military readiness to immigration to foreign affairs, fraud, abuse, and many other issues. The judges have tried to seize the executive branch's power, and they cannot do that no longer.
So I think besides being just euphoric over the twin wins, was maybe this is the awakening of Justice Amy Coney Barrett, because she went after Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson over on Friday, referring to her dissent She says, we will not dwell on Justice Jackson's argument, which is at odds with more than two centuries worth of precedent, not to mention the Constitution itself. We observe only this. Justice Jackson decries an imperial executive while embracing an imperial judiciary.
Yeah.
Justice Jackson would do well to heed her own admonition. Everyone from the president on down is bound by law. That goes for judges, too.
Mm-hmm.
End of quote. Zing! That one hurt.
Yeah.
You know? So she may needed the entire weekend to recover from that scathing comment by Justice ACB for KBJ, rather.
Well, you know, Kagan was also just up in arms. So the liberals on the court, self-described, they all had a cow, a collective cow. There was not a comfortable procedure for them.
Yeah, well, except for Kagan was caught on record because, you know, we have this stuff called videotape.
Yeah.
Where you're able to record stuff saying that nationwide injunction should never have been permitted in the first place. Doesn't matter whether it's Trump or Biden or Obama, whoever.
Dead from president.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 621.
Which proves she's a hack.
Yeah. 100%. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, a big victory for parental rights in Maryland.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And thank you so very much, as always, for having us in for the 3 hours between 6 and 9, Monday through Friday. Of course, this is July 4th week, Sean, so it's a
we're out by Friday.
Truncated week for
Jeff
us.
Jeff McDonald will be here, guest hosting on the Independence Day, so it's a short work week, especially for Chuck.
Yeah. Which one would not be?
Well, yeah, that is true.
Yeah. 6:23. Traffic and weather.
Because I'm a patriot, I'm going to take off the rest of the week.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Really celebrate in style then.
Sure, why not? Yeah. I'll have to get a walking start up to it, you know.
And just so you know, folks, he's also very fond of the French. So the week of Bastille Day, he'll also be taking off.
Especially Macron.
Yes. Wow. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
If you're traveling in the eastern part of the city on Monument Street, just heard a wreck, Baltimore City Fire going out. I'll try to get the cross street. I think they said 4,500 block. That'd be pretty far out towards maybe around Edison Highway. So we'll get a check on that. It heads up on Monument Street. They're still working on the wreck. Hollibert Avenue at Delville Avenue in Dundalk. 895 now is starting to slow just around the O'Donnell Street ramp. They're going into the tunnel, but about 4 or 5 minutes right now through there. 95 is still clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday warm and muggy start. High about 98 today. Chance for showers or storms later on this afternoon, evening. Pretty much the same for tomorrow on the first day of July. And summer just flies by, doesn't it? Mostly cloudy, 76 right now in Annapolis. It is 74 in Pikesville. And let's take a phone call here from Mark in Baltimore. Come on, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Hope everyone have a meaningful 4th of July holiday observance later on this week. Great victory for President Trump in all cylinders. But here's a question concerning the anchor babies, because this involves a huge chunk of the U.S. population. So my question is, now that the decision is to go ahead to deport these anchor babies, how far back or retroactive back will President Trump's administration go? To what year they're going to be able to deport these anchor babies and all that?
Because you Mark, that's not what Mark,
20 and 30 years old. Hmm?
Mark, that's not what was decided. All that was decided was that they could not do this, do the nationwide injunctions.
Yeah. That's so what happened is that the birthright citizenship executive order became the test case for the nationwide injunctions. That there, as I said, 40 of them. So they did not rule on the merit of the birthright citizenship executive order. That case is percolating and will come to the court next session.
Yep.
So, but to your question, it's a great question. If the Supreme Court rules that they're subject to the jurisdiction thereof in the 14th Amendment, thus they cannot be automatically considered citizens, there are two ways they can look at that. One is that they could say anybody that was, born on U.S. soil that got into the country illegally wasn't subject to the jurisdiction thereof, that they're therefore not citizens.
Right.
Now, they could choose not to deport them, give them green cards or temporary status or whatever, or they could deport them, or the court could rule that going forward, because it's still on the books. The 14th Amendment is still in the books. So it's going to be a real, this will be a test case for the ages if it gets that far. Well, it will get that far. It just depends on how the court rules, so we'll have to wait and see. But it's a great question on your part. As to the rights of parents, if you don't not familiar with the case, Montgomery County Public Schools, they have this, this what I call Rainbow Mafia, LGBTQI. Whatever this curriculum, and you go back and you look at some of the book titles, and it was just really kindergarten through fifth grade. Okay, maybe high school, maybe. But there's no need to be trying to hypersexualize our children in school. So parents just wanted the ability to opt out. The reason why the left doesn't want that is that most of the kids will be opting out,
yes.
And there'd be very few children left in school to indoctrinate or brainwash on the side of the left. So 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court says nope, can't do it. Parents must have that right to opt their children out if it contradicts their faith and their morals. And for the president, he reacted to that decision as well.
It's really a ruling for parents. They lost control of the schools. They lost control of their child. And this is a tremendous victory for parents. And I'm not surprised by it, but I am surprised that it went this far.
I think he's right. We're surprised that it goes this far.
Right.
But that's what the left does. The radical left. Look what's happening in New York City. We'll cover that in the 7 o'clock hour with that avowed communist being one step or one heartbeat away from becoming the next mayor. The Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, also said the parents, the Supreme Court had a history of ruling in favor of parents, and they got it right again.
We are proud to see families, not bureaucrats, reclaiming their role in raising their children according to their sincerely held religious beliefs.
Yeah, and I think that I'm very encouraged seeing that Justice Amy Coney Barrett was on the right side of these decisions, because I have I've had concerns about her and
well articulated concerns.
So it is something that big win at the Supreme Court all week long. On those other cases and on these twin wins. So the president's got momentum, and now, of course, he can continue pushing with his executive orders, his agenda, and stop these judges. Now, a judge can still put an injunction, but it would only apply to that judge's district. It would not extend nationwide. That's what the Supreme Court has ruled. Hmm. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah, we'll see whether or not you now have roughly 700 judges all saying the same thing in order to make it actually the case across the country. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you. Or, frankly, for me, the ability to hear the birds chirp first thing on Saturday morning, wake up, and that's just such a wonderful song. Maybe you're missing parts of your favorite song or conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you, physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100, or online you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, will DEI at the Supreme Court next session. We'll take a look at that at 6:30. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Kilmer Abrego Garcia asking to remain in jail in Tennessee after the Trump administration said it would deport him to a third country once released. In a filing from his lawyers on Friday, Abrego Garcia's team said, we cannot put any faith in any representation made on this issue by the Justice Department. He currently faces human smuggling charges. He was deported to El Salvador earlier this year before being returned to the U.S. in what has turned into a flashpoint for President Trump's illegal immigration policies. Maryland State Police say a pedestrian is dead following a hit-and-run crash in Harford County. Accident happened just after 2 a.m. Sunday morning on northbound I-95 near Riverside Parkway. According to the preliminary investigation, the 33-year-old victim was walking on the left lane when he was struck by a vehicle described as a 2021 to 2024 Jeep Cherokee. Man was dead at the scene, name being withheld, pending notification of his family. More than 70 residents of a Howard County Senior Center were displaced after a sprinkler pipe broke over the weekend. It happened Saturday evening at the Heartlands Senior Living Center in Ellicott City. The 74 residents were taken to other facilities due to the flooding in theirs. Officials say another 86 residents were relocated to an unaffected part of the building. 70-year-old man, a motorcyclist, injured following a crash in North Baltimore. Accident involved a motorcycle and a car. Happened just before 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, intersection of East Northern Parkway and York Road. Coming up on 6:32, coming up next, WCVM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick three, lottery number 878. Your pick 4, 93 and 93. And now at 6:33, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Delays now at 895, beginning around the Urban Avenue ramp. So we've gone up to about a 15, maybe 20-minute delay southbound Old Harbor Tunnel. Everybody's going in, but keep in mind, 895 is only two lanes on the southbound side. Fort McHenry Tunnel, all four lanes are open. There's a little bit of a backup there, top of the hill towards the Keith Avenue ramp. That might start to back up towards O'Donnell Street. So heads up for that as you're traveling south on 95. Again, city fire, city police out on a wreck on the eastern side of Monument Street, east of downtown. Still trying to get the cross street on that. There's a big wreck out in Hagerstown, still affecting both sides of I-70 at the interchange at Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're starting off warm and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the mid to upper 90s. We will see the potential for some more showers and thunderstorms late afternoon into the evening time. More showers and storms, some of the strongest severe on Tuesday, and temperatures staying in the 90s. For the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds hadn't had a lot of success in rubber games this year. They were just 3-10 coming into yesterday's game against the Rays, but timely hitting and solid pitching did the trick.
First pitch, bounding out of the reach of Lau into right field, a base hit. Here comes O'Hearn. He will score. It's an RBI base hit on the first pitch from Kevin Kelly by Gary Sanchez, and it's 4-0 O's.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson as the Birds extend that 4-0 lead to a 5-1 win and a series win over the Rays. Every player in the lineup got a base hit except for Jackson Holliday. Everybody scored or drove in a run except for Holliday and Henderson. After the game, manager Mancelino on what didn't show up in the box score.
I think we had 9-10 hits today. Does that sound about right? We hammered the ball in the first three innings and got 0 for it. So it could have been another game like we had the other day. We just happened to hit them where they were standing.
Meanwhile, the confounding season of Zach Eflin continued Saturday at Camden Yards with the right-hander exiting after one inning with tightness in his lower back. Likely an IL stint upcoming for Eflin. Eflin now 0-3 in his last three starts, an ERA of 17. He was 3-0 with a 1.83 ERA in his previous three. His season ERA is now 5.95. That's the highest of any Orioles starter this season with five or more starts. NASCAR Cup Series at Atlanta Motor Speedway Saturday night. It was the hometown boy who did good.
Chase Elliott trying to bring it back. What a victory this will be. Home track winner Chase Elliott delivers at Atlanta.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Timing his pass on the last lap to perfection, Georgia native Chase Elliott charged past Brad Keselowski to win Saturday night's Quaker State 400 at Echo Park Speedway. A lot of money being spent in the NBA. Jabari Jones with the Rockets, 5 years, $122 million. James Harden with the Clippers, 2 years, $81 million. LeBron James, 1 year with the Lakers, $52 million. And by the way, that brings LeBron James' career earnings total to $636 million, the most of any player in NBA history. And finally, few players have ever been as talented or entertaining as Dave Parker, the Hall of Fame outfielder nicknamed the Cobra, spent 19 seasons in the big leagues and ranked among the game's best at his peak with the Pirates in the 1970s. Parker was set to be inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame next month, but he passed away on Saturday after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. The two-time World Series champ and the two-time batting champ was 74 years of age. The time now is 6:37. When we return, how long would you stand in line for a bobblehead?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
How was your weekend?
It was great. I had some great steamed crabs on Saturday. It was my grandchildren's first time having crabs.
Did you take pictures or a video?
Yes. They they enjoyed hammering the heck out of the crabs.
Yeah.
Not picking them. So they got a ways to go yet. But.
So they like the hammer, but not the meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Hey, it was hot Saturday, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was hot. And it was Marvell Day at Camden Yards, game time 4 o'clock. It was Cal Ripken Jr.'s Iron Man bobblehead.
Right.
First 20,000. Game time was 4 o'clock. How early do you think the line started at Camden Yards for the bobblehead?
7 a.m.
Not quite.
I would say a 9?
10 a.m.
Wow.
So 6 hours before the game, in the heat,
100 degrees, you know, whatever.
Wow.
For the bobblehead.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's interesting.
Well,
so,
it is cows, so that's a big
that's
reason
fine.
Why. We were just discussing how long we would stand in line for the Gary Stein bobblehead.
Yeah. Well, that's... And you would camp out, wouldn't
15
you?
15 minutes.
I'd go 17.
No, for a Saturday game, wouldn't it be Thursday?
You know.
But here's the postscript.
It'd be on travel day.
Right. But here's the postscript to the story. The bobblehead is already available online.
Oh, no.
On eBay. For $59.99. Okay?
Okay.
Wait a minute. It gets better. The Yankees are going to have a George Costanza bobblehead in August.
Oh, my God.
That's
oh,
already
God.
Online for $250.
Oh, no.
Costanza for $250 and Cal for $59.99.
Something wrong with that.
How does that happen?
You're right about that.
Crazy.
Wouldn't stand in line for the either, though. All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I came across this piece of audio. It turns out, Sean, that you've actually had this woman on air here. And, boy, I missed that conversation, I'll tell you. Her name is Ayan Hirshi Ali, and she's fascinating. I just grabbed a couple little snippets from a speech she gave late last week I thought were worth sharing. She is strong, very strong, on the meritocracy. And she does not like the concept of DEI at all.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion, and all these cosmetic artificial instruments, if you read the literature and the philosophies out of which they come, these are subversive efforts to dismantle the West and Western structures. We have a merit-based system.
Yeah, we do now. Although there have been significant efforts in the past, pretty 4 years, to kill off the merit-based system and replace it with DEI. Many of us on the right have objected to this. Her objection, though, is couched in a slightly different kind of fashion.
I just got offered an amazing job. I read through all of the points, and I want it, but I came to the conclusion, I can't do it. I don't have the skill set. But I could get it if I only insisted I was black, and I was woman, and I was this, and I was that. That's a DEI. If you eliminate meritocracy, then what makes this society different from all the other corrupt societies where people get to the top because of who they're related to and who they know and who their blood ties are with?
Yeah, who their blood ties are with. What's their name? Who do you know? Who is your next-door neighbor? Look, we saw enough of this crony capitalism, is what we would call it here.
Yeah. Well, that's the business side of it. There's affirmative action, which started out in
right.
colleges. There's the legacy stuff, which many schools are now stopping just because your
yeah.
father got in, that everybody on the family should get in over maybe other deserving students. And of course, DEI, which is, again, it is not a meritocracy. It is, again, a form of liberal guilt on how we erase the stain of original slavery.
I would have been a legacy student at Harvard. My dad went to Harvard, to Harvard Business School. I knew then I was not intellectually on a par with the other students who were there. I didn't want to fail. And to me, that was the considered risk. I said, no, I think I'll go somewhere where I have a chance to succeed and not fail. But if you're in a world where you get the job even though you're not qualified and it's impossible to fire you, well, then you got it made in the shade. Hirshi says, look, if we do away with meritocracy, we lose in the world marketplace.
A society that decides to go down that path of giving positions of power and privilege and so on according to identity, that's a society that's going to not last for long. We wouldn't be able to compete with China. We wouldn't be able to compete with other countries, I'm afraid.
Yeah, we're China, but we're oddly, in this communist country, meritocracy is valued. You have to know your stuff in order to get ahead. And if you don't know your stuff, you have to be able to steal it from us.
Yeah, really.
6:43 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. The man who invented the term traffic jam. He did, really. Positive of this. I'm not making this up. It's completely true. Chuck Whitaker.
Good on toast.
Ooh, I like that, yeah.
Or a bagel, either one. Looking at going away from that. The
the Route 50 area here at the Bay Bridge looks good right here at Oceanic Drive. No problems there. And it looks like we're doing fine getting on to the main span and then coming westbound as you're moving across from Stevensville and the ramps at Route 8 onto the main span. All is well right through there. Don't see any early problems. It looks like we're still clear. The one camera is still out at I-97 south of Route 32, but north of 32 and coming down from Benfield Boulevard. All the lanes are open. The west side outer loop delays now have finally made it, and they're in place. Outer loop at 795, starting from there and then working your way south, eventually down through I-70 and Route 40. It's not a big bad backup at this point. It's moving, but it's still jammed up a little bit as you're coming south, especially towards I-70. The Parkville side at Hartford Road still looks good, and the inner loop at Green Spring, yep, also doing okay. So far, no construction. 83 at York Road still clear. 95 northbound at Hartford County, also in the clear zone right now at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, start of the week, the holiday week. Warm and muggy start today. Temperature is about 98. Humid with a chance of showers, thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Could be pretty much the same for tomorrow as well. 76 right now, cloudy in Middle River, 73 in Forest Hill. They're predicting that this weekend will be the largest Independence Day travel weekend in history.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Why would that be?
Because of the 4th of July falling on a Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. People wanting to get away starting Thursday, they say, is going to be very, very... if we only had
prices were down.
Only had some traffic on Friday that we could help people get to where they were going.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
What are you saying? Excuse me?
It is... Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon with the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, the name of Butterball Johnson.
Missed it by that much.
By that much.
Yes.
Krispy Kreme welcoming this year's slate of 4th of July donuts with the Stars, Stripes, and Sweetness collection. Mm-hmm. There's the Freedom Ring Donut. Original glazed donut dipped in white icing, blue sprinkles, and white stars with red stripes. The USA Party Donut. It's not like a party bus, folks. It's the way they decorate it. It's not
party
a really
in the USA.
No, not a really big donut. Vanilla cookies and cream Liberty Crunch donut as well. And get them right now all the way through July 6th.
What's the third one? That sounded good.
The third one was the vanilla cookies and cream Liberty Crunch donut. A shell donut filled with vanilla cookies and cream filling, dipped in white icing, topped with vanilla cookies, patriotic sprinkles, and white icing drizzle. Chuck's a big fan of sprinkles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And drizzling.
Yes. That's right.
He's working on that, though.
Yes, he is. Right now, all he is. He got a tin cup right under his chin. El Polo.
Tomorrow's Blue Helmet Day.
Yes, it is. El Polo Loco rolls out its first ever food truck with the new cheesy quesadillas. Yeah, I like the cheesy quesadilla. I might have to find where there's one in this area.
Named after the show, as a matter of fact.
El Polo Loco, or the Cheesy Quesadilla. Which one? Crumble baking new s'mores brownies and more now through July 5th. They're also getting in on the Independence Day theme. Patriotic M&M cookies, strawberry shortcake, caramel apple cookie, the patriotic birthday cake cookie, and, of course, the cornbread cookie. Of course, I don't know why you would want to combine cornbread with a cookie, but somebody has done it.
It sounds hard.
Yeah. And then Firehouse Subs bringing back the Smokin' Barbecue Triple Stack Sub. It includes smoked brisket, honey ham, smoked turkey, melted cheddar, sweet and tangy slaw, and mayo on a toasted sub roll. That sounds delish.
Mm, yes.
At your local Firehouse Sub, just in time for the Independence Day holiday. So, of course, Friday is a big holiday. Now, we will not be here. Chuck is off. And, of course, so are we. Jeff McDonald will be here. So I guess getaway day would be, what, Thursday?
Yep.
So that's going to be a real mess on Thursdays.
Especially if the weather comes to be, like they say.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be
Yeah, especially with what we're talking about, a lot of thunderstorm activity all week long.
Right. We may have a tropical storm here by Friday.
Oh, really?
Yep,
all right.
In the panhandle.
Well, it is that season, as they say.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right, Chuck. Sounds good. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And we're talking about DEI, and I think there's a case coming before the Supreme Court, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think there is, shortly on DEI, as to how the court decides. We'll have to check in with Elena Kagan on that and see what her previous positions have been, because we can count on her reversing them by 100%.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, one more soundbite, which I think is a fascinating soundbite, from Ayan Hirsi Ali. This is something I didn't know. She said that she was in Israel, and she noted she was in a cab, and it was after a long evening dinner. She noted that there were women just walking on the street, normal human being women, at all hours, sometimes singly, sometimes in pairs. And she asked the cab driver, is this typical? I'm not used to seeing this many unescorted women late at night in a major metropolitan area. And he said, well, yeah, they're completely safe, because that's the first responsibility of government, is to make sure its citizens are safe. You say, compare that with New York City or Baltimore or any other urban area, in most Western European countries as well. And we've seen it happen in Germany in a horrifying kind of fashion a couple of years ago. Women are not safe walking the streets, so government on its face is failing.
The most important function of a government is to keep her citizens safe. And now in Europe and in America, sadly, girls are not safe. And Jews, I just told you, I mean, they're saying there's this impending doom. Our Jewish fellow citizens don't feel safe. That social contract is broken, and we better repair it quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, girls aren't safe, especially in locker rooms and
right.
and bathrooms.
We're encouraging.
Exactly.
This
is what the left has done. The current threat of vicious anti-Semitism. We've got an anti-Semite that is now run and has won the Democratic nomination for mayor in New York City. A Muslim that believes in global intifada. We'll hear about from him coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. I think the other reason why people feel safe in Israel, you do have the IDF. I mean, you have soldiers
right.
as part of your community, as they're part of the militia,
yeah.
if you will, that are regularly walking the streets in some areas of Israel.
Good friend Ron Smith used to say, a well-armed society is a very polite society.
Indeed. 6:51. Vinny Steele, again, Home Sold Guaranteed Realty company is working each and every day to make sure that your home gets sold. And one of the ways they can do that is with this this database of tens of thousands of buyers. These are people that have been pre-qualified that Vinny has already put in this database that will get first eyes on your home when you're looking to sell. And that's even before it hits the open market or the MLS, if you will. So oftentimes what happens is people list with Vinny and their home is sold. They don't even know it. It just goes like that. And then it may have to take a couple hours over to make the phone calls to tell you, let you know, oh, by the way, we sold your home. So it happens that quickly. Your house does not languish on the market for weeks and months and up to, in some cases up to a year, as one of our listeners told us their experience was. Again, just call Vinny, make your appointment. Once you both agree on asking price, time frame, sign on the dotted line, your home sold, guaranteed by Vinny Steele. Call 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Now, here's a wreck we don't get very often. It's a wind, you know, those wind turbines, you know, the blades.
Yes.
How big they are. A truck carrying one of those crashed. And the blade itself is blocking all lanes on I-70 in Hagerstown at Interstate 81.
They're big and they're heavy.
Yes, they are. So I don't know how long it's going to take, but that's, I just saw a picture of it. One of our listeners sent it to me on Facebook, blocking everything. So that's not something we get every day. So keep an eye out for that. We have backups on both sides of the roadway, and I think Interstate 81 will probably have a delay as well. And the fire over the weekend, some of the manholes downtown Baltimore Street, Guilford Avenue were on fire. The investigation continues. Baltimore Street in that area is closed. Plenty of ways to go around it, so not a big deal there. Both the tunnels with at least some delays southbound. Not a real big backup right now, but we're a little more than 5 minutes, both at 95 and through the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Restate Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for the start of your Independence Day holiday week. Warm and muggy start, as we've felt for the last couple days. About 98 for the high today. Could feel hotter. Chance of showers and storms this afternoon, evening. Pretty much the same for tomorrow as well. It's cloudy, 76 in Arnold, 77 in Dundalk. We keep hearing that homicides are down, armed robberies are down, carjackings down. That's what the mayor and, of course, those in the know keep telling us. And I've always thought that, you know, something is not adding up here, because we're seeing the explosion of juvenile crime. And I've often, you know, basically wondered, and I have been told that, yes, those are counted among all crime. They don't separate out adult versus juvenile. But I've been told. I haven't seen the paperwork yet to confirm that. But BPD urging the public to assist in identifying a number of suspects involved in a recent surge of robberies across the city. According to the latest data, robberies have increased 40% in just the last 2 weeks compared to previous 2 weeks. They released a surveillance video. Two armed males are seen entering a business, discharging their weapons, and announcing a robbery. This involved a 68-year-old woman who was robbed just before 10 a.m. on Friday morning in southeast Baltimore. Broad daylight, 10 a.m. Nick Webb is a resident of Fells Point, and he said he was accosted by two armed men back on June the 11th, and he said it was pretty scary.
Didn't feel like I had almost just died, even though, like, maybe that's where that could have led. So I think having that those thoughts while it was all happening really helped me keep calm.
Yeah, but you never know how you're going to feel once you're at the other end of the barrel of a gun.
Right.
The guy was, he described he was just there parking, and he was getting something out of his trunk when the perps assaulted or accosted him.
Once I opened the trunk and kind of turned my back a little bit, that's when they pulled the gun out.
And I've seen a lot of these videos, Bruce, and they seem to be younger men. I mean, now, they could be 20, 21, I'm not sure. I mean, but they look to be, by their stature and the way they carry themselves, to be in their teens. And therein lies the problem, because we've had a shakeup at DGS, Schiraldi out, Betsy Fox Tolentino in. I haven't seen anything as of this moment. This has been, what, about a month now, where you could say, oh, yeah, there's a definite change or shift in direction for the Department of Juvenile Services. But we still have juveniles walking the streets, not just in the under the cover of darkness, but in broad daylight, stealing not just whatever snacks. They're taking food from people, and again, money and watches and jewelry and cell phones. That's the big one. But there's just no fear on the part of these juveniles that they're going to get caught.
Well, even if they do, they realize the consequences are, you know, so what? So, you know, if they find, they drive me down to central booking, they say, okay, be a good boy. I say, yeah, I promise I will. And now, where's my next victim? I mean, it's that straightforward. There's no consequence for bad behavior, so why not engage in bad behavior?
Yeah. Again, it is something that until they start holding people accountable. And look, I'm not saying you got to lock them up in gen pop in an adult prison, but you do have to have some kind of look. And clearly, why aren't they in school? If these are 16 and 17-year-olds at 10 o'clock in the morning, they should be in school. So this, I think, is a multifaceted problem. We've talked about this a lot, that, number one, it starts at home. There have to be parents that are going to be there and care. And again, hopefully there are two parents. In many cases, there's only one. And that one parent's got to go to work. So then the grandparents are left to watch. And again, the grandparents, you think a grandparent's going to run roughshod over a 16 or 17-year-old?
No. No.
So it starts at home. The education system is failing, if it hasn't failed already.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to throw more money at that. And whatever happened to truant officers? I've been told that they're still around.
Really?
But how can you have 16-year-olds walking the streets at 10 o'clock in the morning and not have somebody report or whatever the case may be that they should be in school? And then finally, if you do all of that, where there's good parenting and you have good schools and you have truant officers, then when the occasional miscreant does commit a crime, they have to be held. There have to be consequences.
Yes.
And there are none.
Yeah,
and there are none.
There's not a consequence sufficient to say to somebody, it's not worth doing it because the consequence is too severe, then they'll continue to do it.
All right, still to come, top of the hour, we'll take a look at the Senate. One big beautiful bill advancing past a hurdle and the NYC commie mayoral candidate. Stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Kootenai County, Idaho sheriff calls it a total ambush, says the two firefighters never had a chance. They were responding to a wildfire set by a gunman who began shooting when they and their fellow first responders showed up. The two firefighters died, another wounded. Sheriff Robert Norris says the gunman is dead.
We had a cell phone activation that was in the same spot since about 3:16. And that it was in the same area. And we honed in on that cell phone, and we saw that there was a male appeared to be deceased with a weapon nearby.
It happened along a wilderness trail on Canfield Mountain, just north of Coeur d'Alene. There's been nothing on a possible motive. The dawning of the new day found senators still debating President Trump's spending and tax cut bill. The debate, extending into the early morning hours of voting, could commence later this morning.
Lawmakers had expected to kick off the series of unlimited amendment votes on the 940-page package containing President Trump's domestic agenda after completing debate sometime in the middle of the night, but opted to wait until 9 a.m. The move comes as Mr. Trump is ramping up pressure to clear the bill and get it to his desk by July 4th. As Republicans and Democrats battle over whether the bill violates key reconciliation rules, President Trump is urging Senate Republicans to overrule the Senate parliamentarian and protect key provisions of the bill. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And one of the two Republicans opposed to the president's bill, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, says he will not seek re-election. U.S.-Canada trade talks are set to resume now that the Canadians have shelved a proposed tax on U.S. tech firms. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 214 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 144 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate
appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia. I got a tour of their headquarters. I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
7:03 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We had some slowing earlier on the Beltway this morning. We thought, well, the morning backup will be there pretty much all morning long. Gone pretty much now, just moving right along from 795 down through I-70. Doesn't mean it might not come back, but for right now, it's good. The inner loop at Green Spring is okay, and the Parkville side is clear at Hartford Road. Some slowing going into the old Harbor Tunnel, but nothing major. 95 is okay. The right tube is a little bit slow on 95 South at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but again, no big issues there. Baltimore Street downtown is blocked. Had a fire in manholes over the weekend. Because of that, Baltimore Street is closed at Guilford Avenue. You can move down and use Pratt Street through the area. That should work out just fine. Big wreck out on I-70 and still affecting the lanes, both sides of I-70 in Hagerstown at Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're starting off warm and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the mid to upper 90s. We will see the potential for some more showers and thunderstorms late afternoon into the evening time. More showers and storms, some of the strongest severe on Tuesday, and temperatures staying in the 90s. For the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 73 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 78 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says some downtown roads remain closed as crews repair the damage caused by Saturday's underground fire. Baltimore and South Streets expected to reopen by 6 this morning. Guilford between Baltimore and Fayette remain closed until repairs are completed and commuters are urged to use alternate routes. A weekend fire at the Dundee Creek Marina in Middle River causes an estimated $500,000 of damage. The state fire marshal's office says crews were called to the marina at Gunpowder Falls State Park about 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Investigators say the accidental fire was started in a chest freezer and spread to a shelf holding rags, clothing, and a can of lighter fluid used for barbecue grills on the property. No injuries. The store will be closed until repairs are made. And Kilmer Abrego Garcia is asking to remain in jail in Tennessee after the Trump administration said it would deport him to a third country once released. In a filing from his lawyers on Friday, Abrego Garcia's team said, "We cannot put any faith in any representation made on this issue by the Justice Department. He currently faces human smuggling charges. He had been deported to El Salvador earlier this year before returning to the U.S. in what has now become a flashpoint for President Trump's illegal immigration policies." 7:06 on WCBM, pick 3 lottery 878. Pick 4, 9393, and next, it's Steinhaus Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary
Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Injuries continued to mount for the Birds over the weekend, but a bright spot was the play of the Orioles' new first baseman.
And Mail muscles it right back. The hassle letters of Sanchez. He's being waved to the plate. Garrett's going to try to score. Simpson with a throw. Not in time! And it's 2-0 Orioles.
Ben Wagner had the call on Madison. Kobe Mayo's shot, part of a 10-hit attack yesterday for the Birds in a 5-1 series clinching win over the Rays. Mayo concluding a 4-for-10 weekend, a home run and 5 driven in. Easily the best series of his young career. The injury front, however, not so good for Baltimore. Zach Eflin with back tightness. IL stint is likely. And Jordan Westberg jammed that finger again Friday night. Hasn't played since. Manager Mancillino asked about it in the postgame.
Punt till tomorrow on that. I'll give you a better idea tomorrow. So he swung the bat okay. Doesn't feel the best.
And the world of horse racing now mourning the passing of legendary horse trainer Dwayne Lucas, winner of 15 Triple Crown races and 20 Breeders' Cups during his Hall of Fame career. Lucas had recently been hospitalized with a severe blood infection that caused major damage to his heart and digestive system. 4 Kentucky Derby winners, 4 at the Belmont Stakes, and 7 at the Preakness. The great Dwayne Lucas was 89 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, a big weekend for Julian and Angel Reese. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. Kerry Lake shakes him up at VOA. The New York City commie lunatic mayor, President Trump's description.
and apt, by the way.
Yeah. Going after richer, whiter neighborhoods. But our top story here today, the one big, beautiful bill advances over a Senate procedural hurdle, and a vote may be coming as early as today.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see if the vote comes as early as today, because there have been rumblings that they just don't have the support. They're short by one vote in order to make it happen. And we'll let you go ahead and vote on it, but that doesn't mean we're going to vote yes. That seems to be the underlying theme here. Now, one of the individuals on the Democrat side who's taking great delight at this is Chris Murphy. Now, folks, this is one of these guys who makes stuff up out of thin air. And I'll try to point it out as it happens. What Murphy began by saying yesterday when asked about this is, the big, beautiful bill, it's a very popular bill. It should be moving forward. He says, oh, no, nobody likes it.
They are trying to ram it through as quickly as they can, because every day that this bill hangs out there, it becomes less popular.
Really? It does? That had not been my impression, but perhaps you have some information that would kind of buttress your argument.
By almost a 2-to-1 margin, the American people hate this piece of legislation because it's going to represent the biggest transfer of wealth and money from the poor and the middle class to the rich in the history of the country.
Now, Sean, I checked. I can't find where he got this by a 2-to-1 margin thing. Opinion on this is split, but it's close to 50-50. Leaning just a bit more toward we like it than we don't like it. But where on earth he got this? I mean, he just makes stuff up. Nobody's going to challenge him. And the swamp media, of course, the interview, I believe, was on CNN. No, nobody's going to challenge him on that. They're going to say, oh, he must be right because he's a liberal. And gosh, they never mislead us about anything. But that's it. Here's one of the reasons it's really, really unpopular. And here's where the explanation will be necessary.
CBO, which is the Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, says it's going to kick between 10 and 15 million people off their health care. And for what? To be able to afford a new $270,000 tax cut for the richest families in the country. New tax cuts for corporations, new tax cuts for billionaires. This bill stinks. It's a moral abomination. Everybody that learns about it hates it.
Everybody, really? I kind of like it. All things considered, it falls short in some areas. I think it still spends too much. I think that when you promise somebody you're going to not tax their tips, you should not tax their tips. These are the kinds of objections I have. But I mean, I don't think it goes far enough. He thinks it shouldn't go far at all. And there's people, all these people being kicked off, they weren't supposed to be on the Medicaid rolls in the first place. 5 million individuals should not be on there because they're not eligible in this country. Another 1.5 million are illegal aliens. They shouldn't have been on Medicare rolls. They don't belong on them. You gotta kick them off my butt. You gotta kick them off to where they belonged in the first place. And I got one additional tip for them. Get a job. 7:13, traffic weather on the race. Really? Get a job.
Get a job.
Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the three.
Boy, am I old. Honest to God. Looking at the interchange here at 50 at I-97, all the lanes are open. Good trip right now through there. Bay Bridge looks good. Oceanic Drive coming over to Whitehall Road, the Severn River Bridge, and over to Ritchie Highway. No problems at all. And then on the upper end of I-97, that's still running okay, coming down through the ramps at Route 32. Nothing out of the ordinary, at least right now on the Beltway. JFX, you're good to go. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Once you get downtown, keep in mind, had a fire in some of the manholes over the weekend. Baltimore Street is closed at Guilford Avenue. And again, plenty of room to get around that. A lot of options locally downtown to make that drive. The most prominent eastbound street would be Pratt Street eastbound through there. And again, this wind turbine blade, unbelievable, is laying across all lanes of I-70 in Hagerstown, blocking the entire side of I-70, both east and west, right at the interchange at Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast of the warm and muggy start to the day today. High temperatures in the mid-90s by this afternoon. Chance for showers or storms later on this afternoon or evening. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Right now we're 75 and cloudy in Ellicott City. It's 77 and cloudy in Baltimore City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, crucial week for President Trump's one big, beautiful bill. It did pass by the slimmest of margins, 51-49, on Saturday on a procedural vote. In fact, Vice President Vance was called into the Senate chambers in case he had to cast the tie-breaking vote. The two no votes were Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Rand Paul of Kentucky. Tillis went on this fiery rant from the Senate floor, going saying Trump's advisors are misinforming him and blah, blah, blah. And that caused Trump to put on Truth Social that he was going to primary Tillis. Well, no need now because Tillis is out. He says he's going to resign his seat. And that, oh, there's Michael Whatley, there's Laura Trump, there's Pat Arrigan, there's a number of names. So Tillis is another rhino addition by subtraction, as our old colleague Tom Maher used to say. But you look at it. And one of the things Schumer did to delay the bill was to read out loud the 940-page bill that began on Saturday. It finished up late on Sunday, that clearing the decks for perhaps a vote as early as today. Here's the Senate clerk reading a portion of the bill, which I found to be hilarious because we find out the bill defines what a woman is.
Purposes of paragraph 3, the term female means an individual who naturally has, had, will have, or would have, but for a developmental or genetic anomaly or historical accident, the reproductive system that at some point produces, transports, and utilizes eggs for fertilization. 5. Male. For purposes of paragraph 3, the term male means an individual who naturally has, had, will have, or would have, but for a developmental or genetic anomaly or historical accident, the reproductive system that at some point produces, transports, and utilizes sperm for fertilization. Sex 71115.
Now we know why they're so opposed to it. It's not because of the spending. It's not because the debt would go up or the debt ceiling. It's because they actually would define what a male and a female are in the bill. Are you listening, Justice Jackson? All right, Trump went on to say, if you don't pass the bill, there are some serious repercussions.
If we don't have it, there's a 68% tax increase.
Yeah. And we'll go over some of the other. Well, one of the other myths here is this is just a tax break for billionaires.
Yeah.
Okay, we just heard Chris Murphy's nonsense. The One Big Beautiful Bill delivers the largest middle and working class tax cut in U.S. history. The president's legislation will put more than $10,000 a year back into the pockets of typical hardworking families. This is the most pro-growth, pro-worker, pro-family legislation ever crafted. And low-income workers stand to receive the largest tax cut in history. And this is going towards low-income to middle-class. Of course, billionaires get a tax cut because everybody gets a tax cut. But the largest percentage goes to lower and middle-class working individuals. Trump also reacted to the Supreme Court's big 6-3 decision banning judges or restricting judges from putting in nationwide injunctions.
In practice, this meant that if any one of the nearly 700 federal judges disagreed with the policy of a duly elected president of the United States, he or she could block that policy from going into effect or at least delay it for many years, tie it up in the court system.
Yeah, the president also told Maria Bartiromo yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures that she asked him, did Iran move any of the enriched uranium, any of the stuff, the fissile material they need for nukes? Did they move it out prior to the attacks or strikes on Fordo?
You know, they moved themselves. They were all trying to live. They didn't move anything. They didn't think it was going to be actually doable, what we did. And what we did was amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was too heavy. And again, the trucks that were gathered there, they were sealing up tunnels. They were afraid of an Israeli commando strike. That's what that was all about. But Trump did play peacemaker once again on Friday between the roaring Rwandans and the Congolese that have been fighting for 30 years.
We're supplying, as you know, a lot of money and a lot of food to that area because we have to. I mean, you have to. We're, in theory, not involved in it, but we're involved because people are dying.
Yeah, they both visited the White House and signed a truce agreement between the warring factions.
After 3 decades.
Yeah, 3 decades. And also he said there should be a ceasefire in Gaza coming up shortly.
We think within the next week we're going to get a ceasefire.
Yeah. So the peacemaker, folks. On Friday, we learned Canada put in a digital services tax on all goods coming in from the U.S. into Canada. Trump immediately cut off all trade talks with Canada. As a result, Canada has now rescinded the digital services tax. President's built a record-shattering war chest of $1.4 billion for the midterms next year. $1.4 billion, and he also is now proposing to remove non-citizens from the census. That'll be the next big fight, besides birthright citizenship. And finally, the president announced he's attending the opening of Alligator Alcatraz in Florida this week. It'll be the East Coast Alcatraz, where they're going to put a bunch of illegals and others that seek to do us harm.
Surrounded by alligators, snakes, nasty critters.
Yeah. Day 162 in the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com and our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time.
Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in-depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Man, she does good work, too. I've yet to think that there's anything that would throw her off her stride. When she's here, we don't rehearse the questions. Really. No, I mean, you can ask anything out of the blue, and she is well thought.
Well, she's now, I think, the preeminent investigative journalist. And by the way, Fox 45's got a bunch of great folks here. Chris Papps being another one. And, you know, they do.
Papps had a picture of his Emmy.
Yeah, exactly. He did. And deservedly so. So congratulations, Chris. Great job.
7:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And so far, no construction. 83 here at York Road, coming down towards Middletown Road. All the lanes are open. They're also not working this morning so far. Northbound on 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. So, yeah, we'll take that for the time being. Everybody's doing fine. Looks like the JFX back here at Ruxton Road, and now looking at the camera at the city county line. All the lanes are open. I've really not seen any big problems so far this morning. At 1.895 was backed up to around O'Donnell Street. It's back into that area again. So right now, the way the pace is moving, maybe about 5 minutes or so southbound on 895. 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All the lanes are clear, and it looks good right here at the camera. We're clear on 95 south at the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy start again today. High about mid-90s this afternoon. Chance of showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon or evening. It's cloudy, 78 in the city and 77 in Pasadena.
Just amazing temperatures out there. One more soundbite, if we could, from Chris Murphy, Senator Murphy. He is convinced, based on his phony numbers, that now voters are flooding Congress with calls objecting to the idea that 5 million people who don't belong in the Medicaid rolls have been removed, and another 1.5 million people who were illegal aliens are being removed. Gosh, I'm all up in arms about that. I don't know about you.
Every single day that people learn about it, they are flooding their members' offices with calls to tell them to stop this bill. Nobody is asking for 16 million people to lose their health care just so that corporations and the very rich can get a new tax cut. That's super unpopular, and we're going to work this thing until the final vote.
Isn't it amazing? In one conversation, by the way, he went from there being 8 million to 10 million to 16 million. Like in three paragraphs.
Yeah.
Talk about the same population of individuals. He went from, there are 8 million people being cured. You know, there are 10 million people. We don't want to. There are 16 million people.
Well, look, this bill is certainly not a perfect bill from a conservative standpoint. I mean, it does does add to the debt, about $270 billion more for next year. It does not, I think, have enough spending cuts. I'd like to see more spending cuts. And they're arguing over, and there are some carve-outs right now. They put a carve-out for Alaska, which I think was to get more. I hate when that stuff happens. But if you don't pass this thing, you're going to have a $4 trillion tax increase on America's lower middle working class, and that is going to devastate the economy. So, you know, it's going to have a little poison in it. There's going to be a little side effect, if you will. But the better part, the large part of the bill is worth it. We need it at this point. And maybe once we get this, you know, established, the president can come in and start really focusing on deficit reduction.
Yeah, the Ketchikan carve-out, I guess we could call, was being done up in Alaska to make sure that Murkowski is on board. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, no carve-out there. Ron Johnson says he also shares my objections and Sean's objections to it just spends too much money.
In the 7 years prior to COVID, average deficits were $660 billion. And we had the spending blowout in COVID, deficit of $3.1 trillion. And then any sane, responsible president and Congress would have, after the economy healed and unemployment was back to normal levels, we would have come back to those pre-pandemic spending and deficit levels. On average, for 4 years, they averaged $1.9 trillion in deficit, so almost three times the $660 billion pre-COVID deficit.
Yeah, thanks Joe Biden for that, and thanks for excessive spending post-COVID. That we are, Johnson is kind of almost locked into this idea that in order to run a government, we have to spend and spend and spend.
The problem we have right now is we're pretty well locked into that spending. We went from $4.4 trillion in spending to over $7 this year, about $7.3 trillion next year. And the CBO baseline would show about $2.1 trillion deficits as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, there is this commercial you see clips of every once in a while. It was, I think it's Magic Johnson, I think, if I recall correctly, looking at the camera, talking about people doing drugs, and he says, "Just stop it, just stop it." I think it was Magic who did this. I'm not positive about this. And you see just that little clip being used in memes and in little clips on TV, on Facebook all the time. Well, that's the way Johnson feels about how Congress is spending money.
We were $14 trillion in debt back then. Now we're $37 trillion in debt. And I just can't accept this is the new normal. So President Trump, his goal in the Senate was to make the big, beautiful bill even better. I'd like it much better. Right now, I'm not going to vote for a motion to proceed today. We just got the bill. And I got my first copy about 1:23 in the morning this morning, about 300 provisions by my count.
Yeah.
He would later vote for it.
Yeah.
Only Rand Paul and Tom Tillis voted against it. We'll see where that goes from here.
Yep.
Because it's got trouble in the House. 7:29, and we're talking about Rescue Natural Supplements. Today's the day, last day for the 2010 rollback pricing, in which you can, 15 years of price increases have been wiped out at the website, res-q.com. Today is the last day that you can enjoy that. In addition, if you use the coupon code WELLNESS, you'll save an additional 33%. On the already discounted prices, but today is the last day. They expire after today, and they head back up to 2025 pricing as of tomorrow. So if you are looking at any kind of Rescue Natural supplement or nutraceutical, no side effects, perfectly all safe to take, I take them, Bruce takes them, and so many of us here at WCBM and our families take them as well. Today's the day. Just give them a call, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Use the coupon code WELLNESS to save an additional 33%. Up next, the commie lunatic mayor candidate of New York City. Here with the latest news headlines is Bruce.
Not to overstate the case. Kilmar Bredigo Garcia is asking to remain in jail in Tennessee after the Trump administration said it would deport him to a third country once released. In a filing from his lawyers on Friday, Bredigo Garcia's team said, please don't release this guy. We cannot put any faith in the representation made on this issue by the Justice Department. Bredigo Garcia currently faces human smuggling charges. He was deported to El Salvador earlier this year before being returned to the U.S. and what has now turned into a flashpoint for President Trump's illegal immigration policies. Maryland State Police say a pedestrian is dead following a hit-and-run crash in Hereford County. Happened at around 2 a.m. in the morning Sunday, northbound I-95 near Riverside Parkway. According to the preliminary investigation, the 33-year-old victim was walking in the left lane, not on the edge of, but in the lane, when he was struck by a vehicle described as a 2021 to 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The man was dead at the scene, name is being withheld, pending family notification. More than 70 residents of a Howard County Senior Center were displaced after a sprinkler pipe broke over the weekend. Happened Saturday evening, the Heartlands Senior Living Village in Ellicott City. 70 residents were taken to other facilities due to flooding. Officials say another 86 residents were relocated to unaffected parts of the building. And a 70-year-old man, a motorcyclist, injured, not killed, but injured, following a crash in North Baltimore. The accident involving a motorcycle and a car happened shortly before 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday at the intersection of East Northern Parkway and York Road. Just about 7:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Lottery numbers from last night. You pick 3, 8, 7, 8. Pick 4, 9, 3, 9, 3. And now it's 7:33. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I have a visual now on this wreck where this wind turbine blade fell off the back of this flatbed coming downhill on I-70 into Hagerstown. I was just telling Kristen, I said, it looks like he was coming downhill. A little bit of a curve to the right. And when he took the curve, the blade went whoop. And went right off the back, went over across the median and into the westbound lanes of I-70. So all the lanes are blocked right there at exit 26. Doesn't appear it did much damage to the blade, but right now the only thing that's moving is they're letting traffic take the off-ramp each way right at Interstate 81. So you're going off the interstate on the off-ramp, coming back on the on-ramp. But we have backups each way on that section of I-70. Just a reminder, if you're downtown Baltimore Street, is closed at Guilford Avenue. They're doing some work. They had some fires in several of the manholes there over the weekend. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're starting off warm and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the mid to upper 90s. We will see the potential for some more showers and thunderstorms late afternoon into the evening time. More showers and storms, some of the strongest severe on Tuesday, and temperatures staying in the 90s. For the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cake batter. It's cookie dough. It's the new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Now at participating DQ locations for a limited time. Fly in today for this cosmic collision of flavor. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds pound out 10 hits and get stellar pitching from Dean Kramer yesterday. As Baltimore takes the series from the Rays, 5-1 was the final. At Camden Yards, Kramer, 7 shutout innings, only 3 hits allowed. Asked in the postgame if this was his best start of the year.
I think it was up there, one of them. Had a pretty good one against the Twins at their place. There have been another couple that I've been pretty fond of, but, you know, just executing the plan as best I can.
Manager Mancelino on it all working for the Birds yesterday, hitting, pitching, defense.
When our starters throw the ball good, we hit better. You know, we play better defense. You know, we win games. So I think all 30 teams are that way. I don't think it's unique to us. So as our starters go, we kind of go.
O's in Texas tonight for the first of three with the Rangers. Elsewhere in baseball, the Yankees opened up a 1.5 game lead in the AL East over the Rays with the help of this big blast.
And Judge absolutely hammers that.
That call on the YES Network, Aaron Judge's 30th of the season. Yanks over the A's 12-5 was the final. They take 2 of 3 over the weekend. College basketball, Derek Queen isn't the only Baltimore native / Terp trying to make it in the NBA this season. Former Terp forward Julian Reese signed a rookie free agent contract with the Lakers. Reese and Len Elmore, the only two players in Maryland basketball history to get over 1,000 points and 1,000 rebounds in their Maryland careers. Meanwhile, his sister, Baltimore's Angel Reese, making history yesterday. First WNBA player with 15 or more rebounds in 4 straight games. Reese nabbed 16 and scored 24 points, leading the Sky to a 92-85 win over the LA Sparks. Boxing news. Jake Paul's done it again. The former podcast host turned boxer with a unanimous decision over former WBC middleweight champion Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. on Saturday night in Anaheim, California. Chavez Jr., way past his prime, listless throughout the fight. fight, a la Mike Tyson, did get some shots in late. Post-fight, Paul was asked if any of them actually landed.
No. It needs to be a lot more than that. I want tougher fighters.
And finally, a shout-out here and a hearty congratulations to my good friend and former co-worker Vinny Serrato, now a sports talk show host in Baltimore and formerly the GM of the Washington Redskins. Vinny's son Charlie, a second-round selection by the Carolina Hurricanes in the NHL draft, played collegiately at Penn State. What a moment for the Serrato family. Vinny, of course, a longtime sports figure in Baltimore. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Dickie Lovelady story continues.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I don't know how much longer we can go with the Dickie Lovelady story, but there is more to talk about.
Someone says it's a bridge too far already.
Yeah. Just to review, Dickie Lovelady, one of the great names, obviously, in Major League Baseball, cut by the Mets, a relief pitcher. Well, he's looking for another job. If he needs some extra coin while he's searching for that next spot in the big leagues, a porn site says it'll pay him handsomely if he hops in front of one of its cameras and shows off his fastballs. Cam Soda tells TMZ Sports that it's offering the former Mets reliever $250,000 to hop onto a live stream and bear his fastballs, basically, is what it is.
Wow.
So Dickie Lovelady, yeah. So no comment from Dickie Lovelady yet. Yeah. I think he's still trying to get that Major League Baseball job. Yeah. But yeah, he's got an opportunity if necessary.
There's Justin Tucker. What about me?
It's $250,000. Really? It's $250,000.
Can you imagine Justin Tucker and Dickie Lovelady?
Tucker Lovelady.
What is wrong?
What is tandem?
What is wrong with you?
He's a strange man.
He really is.
And pick on me.
He just takes the story to the next level.
You have to take it to the next level.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Talk about next level. Zohran Mamdani, the New York City Muslim anti-Semite, communist-loving, lunatic mayor candidate, was all over the talking head shows over the weekend. And I thought, a lot of stuff, so let's get right to it. First off, he says he doesn't think billionaires, this is on Meet the Depressed, he doesn't think billionaires should exist.
You are a self-described democratic socialist. Do you think that billionaires have a right to exist?
I don't think that we should have billionaires because, frankly, it is so much money in a moment of such inequality. And ultimately, what we need more of is equality across our city and across our state and across our country. And I look forward to work with everyone, including billionaires, to make a city that is fairer for all of them.
Yeah. Well, I was like Bernie Sanders. Bolshevik Bernie used to be against millionaires before he became one.
Yeah. Right. And no millionaires are okay, it's just billionaires, you know.
Right, exactly.
Until he becomes one, then it'll be trillionaires.
He says that illegal aliens have made New York City safer because they're a sanctuary city.
Of course. Are you committed to keeping New York as a sanctuary city?
Absolutely. Because ultimately we've seen that this is a policy that has kept New Yorkers safe for decades. It's a policy that had previously been defended by Democrats and Republicans alike until the fear-mongering of this current mayor. And it's a policy that we've seen ensures that New Yorkers can get out of the shadows and into the full life of the city that they belong to. And it's one that I will be proud to stand up for.
Well, you know, the border czar, Tom Homan, has said that he is planning to deploy ICE agents to New York, work site enforcement to essentially increase and enhance the number of ICE agents here. If that happens on your watch, how do you plan to handle it?
We have to stand up and fight back, and we haven't seen that from our current mayor, who has instead been working with the Trump administration to assist in their goal of building the single largest deportation force in American history.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The city, I'm still back on it. The city they belong to.
Yeah.
That would not be New York City.
No.
It may be Mexico City.
Maybe. Caracas.
It could be La Paz, Bolivia.
Right. Tegucigalpa. Anyway. This was the one. This is the money bite that everybody was talking about over the weekend. On his website, when it comes to property taxes, he says that he's going to
You have to go where the money is, and that the money is in the richer, whiter neighborhoods.
We went on your website and realized there's a policy proposal that says your plan, and I'm going to quote it for folks, is to shift the tax burden from overtaxed homeowners in the outer boroughs to more expensive homes in richer and whiter neighborhoods. Explain why you are bringing race into your tax proposal.
That is just a description of what we see right now. It's not driven by race. It's more of an assessment of what neighborhoods are being undertaxed versus overtaxed. We've seen time and again that this is a property tax system that is inequitable. It's one that actually Eric Adams ran on saying that he would change in the first 100 days. He's since sought to defend it and lost at every juncture in court.
He could have just said wealthy neighborhoods. He could have said that.
Yep.
We're going to take the fight. We're going to ask more for the wealthy. But no, he specifically said richer.
Whiter.
And whiter. And then he was on with Jen Psaki and was asked whether or not his socialist platform will sell anywhere else.
You're a proud Democratic socialist. Do you think that is a platform that would work for other candidates running in other parts of the country?
Absolutely. I think ultimately this is a campaign about inequality. And you don't have to live in the most expensive city in the country to have experienced that inequality because it's a national issue. And what Americans coast to coast are looking for are people who will fight for them, not just believe in the things that resonate with their lives, but actually fight and deliver on those very things. And part of how we got to this point was through the endorsements of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders, who've been leading this fight against oligarchy across the country.
By the way, 7 or 8 out of the 10 billionaires, the oligarchs, are Democrats. And God help us.
I would imagine that zero of them have contributed to his campaign.
He is divisive. He believes in global intifada. He had a chance to walk that back. He did not in the Welker interview.
Yep.
So stay tuned, folks.
We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Just give us a call, 410-WCBM-680. And if you'd like to be today's contestant, got some good stuff for you. First, though, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
I brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, slowing down the inner loop, Park Heights Avenue through Greenspring, over to the JFX, the outer loop between Hartford Road and Perrine Parkway. One report about 15 minutes ago, there may have been a vehicle fire in that area. I never saw it, and it was reportedly over around Delaney Valley Road. So I never saw it. I don't know if a vehicle may still be there, and they're looking at it. But the Parkville side is slow. The west side is still not bad at all, at least right here, looking at Liberty Road and then down through I-70. But below I-70, we're starting to back up a little bit now. So the morning delay has finally caught up with itself. Most areas on the Beltway, some slowing at both the harbor tunnels. There's a new wreck at Security Boulevard near the bridge on I-70. The state police say they're heading to a wreck in Howard County, westbound I-70 at Route 97, and that may be blocking the right lane. And then, of course, the big wreck with the wind turbine blade across all the lanes of I-70 at Interstate 81 in Hagerstown. Some of the lanes are open, but we still have big delays on both sides of the roadway. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Get it done today before the long holiday weekend. They're at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a warm and muggy start to the day today. Temperatures in the mid-90s by this afternoon. Chance of showers and or thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. And right now we're looking at 77 in Ellicott City. It is 78 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug for you. John in Baltimore is our contestant.
Morning, John.
Good morning. This is Firefighter John.
All right, Firefighter John, thank you for your service. And you'll go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last. I was chatting with Chuck on Facebook yesterday about that. I missed his roast because I had to work. But anyway, I'll go last.
Do we know what caused the underground fire yet, John?
Now, I've seen some videos of it, and it's all electrical systems under the ground that are burned up, so I'm guessing it was probably overtaxed
with the heat.
Power lines.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I thought. Transformers blowing up and stuff.
Thanks for the update, and you said last, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Good luck. Story one. A group of fifth grade girls plotted to murder a boy and make it look like a suicide. Happened in Surprise, Arizona. They came up with a plan to fatally stab a boy in the bathroom, make it look like he took his own life by forging a suicide letter. One of the girls was in a relationship with the victim and wanted him dead after he cheated on her. Story two, a non-binary Ontario resident's years-long battle for a publicly funded out-of-country surgery to have a vagina surgically created while maintaining a penis is now over. The Ontario government says it will not ask the Supreme Court of Canada to review the lower court's ruling on this novel phallus-preserving surgery, whether it qualifies as an insured service under the Ontario Health Insurance Plan. Wanted both sets of equipment.
He could have just gone to Snap-on Tool.
He could have. Story three. Troubling revelation from Minneapolis. St. Paul, where the school district there has announced that due to the number of Muslim-speaking students who speak Arabic, they are now going to force children in class to learn Arabic to communicate better with their Muslim classmates. Apparently, out of the only one in five children under the age of 18 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, speak English. All right, story one, fifth grade girls plot to murder boy, make it look like a suicide. Story two, Ontario will not allow the vaginoplasty for the biological male case to go to their Supreme Court. Story three, forcing children to speak Arabic to better communicate with Muslim kids. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning.
Three, please.
Chuck goes for story number three. Kristen?
Yeah, I think sadly this school story could be true, and I didn't even understand number two, so that probably means it's true. So I think I'm also going to go with number three by default.
All right, Kristen goes for three. Bruce?
I'm going with number three as well, because if I'm right on this, no matter what happens with Chuck, I take over second place in the polls. So that's what the show observer has known.
Also, you got statistics prior to the show so that you could...
He emailed us.
Yeah. You know, but Chuck didn't have the benefit of those.
I know.
So he may have changed his vote based on that.
Well, then I would have changed mine.
Why don't you change residences while you're doing it?
I'm playing defense here.
Play with you. Well, never mind.
All right, Bruce, also for three. John?
I heard about story number one. I did read that online.
Surprise.
Two or three, but I guess I'm going to keep it unanimous.
All right, John goes for story number three as well. Yeah, that normally would be shocking today that fifth grade girls would plot to murder a boy. One of the girls said, just end him. True story. In Surprise, Arizona. No longer a surprise. And story number two, this was a biological male that wanted, non-binary, that wanted to have an artificial vagina created right next door. And they said no. And that is a true story.
How would you walk with that?
I don't know. Yeah. Sort of like plug-in technology, I guess.
Plug-in, yes. Very nice.
Story three is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations.
All right.
Bruce, playing defense. Was able to emerge ahead. I think, Chuck, I think you're dead last night.
Yeah, I think so.
Get the hell out of here. Who said that?
John will put you on hold.
Second last week.
Congratulations. Well, that is for the quarter. Yeah. This is for the quarter.
Sean and Bruce.
Yeah.
Bruce is on a 6-day winning streak.
It's a kangaroo
court. If he is corrupt today, he will pass Chuck for second place for the show, even if Chuck also gets the quiz correct.
Bah. Who said that?
The unofficial
morning statistician, morning drive statistician, Alan.
I don't know.
He was at your roast, by the way.
We won't be at the next one.
Will you?
Look, Chuck, you have a chance to rally.
I don't even want to play anymore.
Look,
I'm pissed off.
Here's the deal. If you come in Friday, Bruce will be off. Bruce will be off, and if you're right, then you'll get back into second place.
Right. I'm going to send mine in with a proxy right now, number three.
Okay.
So I win, so now we're tied again.
I will say.
Bruce has gone down. He can't do two or three in a row. You know that.
Come on. Well, apparently, I have seven in a row now.
Oh, it's seven in a row. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Mr.
Elliot. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Whittinger.
All right, boys, go to your rooms. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you should you ever need them. I'll be seeing Michael a little bit later on this morning. He's coming in to record some commercials, so we always need to get a chance to chat. And again, just the best when it comes to personal injury, whether it be in serious accidents and from serious vehicle accidents to serious injuries from those, or whether you've had some kind of workplace accident or some on another property or whatever the case may be, they put your recovery priority number one, that you get better, and that's what they've been doing for close to 40 years. And everything they do at the firm is designed with that in mind. So they know how difficult it is when you are injured, when you're worried about your job and family and of course your business, that you're able to focus on that. And they'll take care of everything else, and I mean everything else. It's one of the main reasons why they're consistently voted one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. So hopefully you never need it, but a great resource is their website, maflaw.com. Check it out today. That's the law offices of Michael A. Friedman at maflaw.com.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot at a 7:53. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker, number three.
Yes. This new wreck on I-70 westbound of Route 97 involves a vehicle turned over into the trees on the right side. So a lot of emergency equipment there, and they have the right lane blocked. So if you're going westbound from Woodbine Road and out into that area towards Mount Airy, you'll have two lanes to the left center and the left-hand lane. Not going to be a big problem right now, but this guy's definitely off the roadway and then turned over on the right side. The other big problem on I-70 is in Hagerstown, and again, it's one of those big blades, one of those wind turbines, and it's laying across all four lanes. So right now, you get off the exit ramp westbound, get off the exit ramp eastbound, come back over through I-81, and then back onto the interstate. But there are pretty good-sized backups right now locally through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How to get into the trees?
What's that?
He said there was a vehicle in the trees.
Yeah, he's in the trees.
You mean on the top of the trees or just in where the trees
that's
grow?
That's supposed to be in the twos.
I'm going to explain it to you so even you understand it. Put the evidence in the car, Junior. It's a truck that hit the bottom of several trees.
I see.
You can't hit the tops of the trees. The trees on I-70 are about 60 feet tall.
Well, that's what I thought. That's why.
So you're just being the usual PIA. So I'll do my stuff. You do your stuff and talk to your buddy, Bruce, who rigged this election with these votes.
Get
the hell away from me until 8:03.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Warm and muggy start today at 95, mid-90s for the high. Chance of showers or storms later this afternoon. Right now, cloudy, 78 in Parkville, 78 in Millersville.
All right, this is an odd fact, by the way. The Hagerstown Suns wanted Mark Belanger to pitch for them when he first started in baseball. Belanger, of course, became a great shortstop for the O's.
The Blade.
The Blade. That's right. That's why I happen to think of that. All right, 7:55 right now. Talk Radio 680. They should have a festival, a Blade festival. What's going on?
There's also a movie, The Blade.
Yeah.
That was Wesley Snipes, yeah. I think.
Doesn't look anything like Belanger. Nothing at all. This is a fascinating hearing yesterday. Kerry Lake up on the Hill. Actually, it was Friday, not yesterday. Kerry Lake up on the Hill. Talking about what they want to do with the Voice of America.
This is the only newsroom in the world that hasn't seen
hasn't seen cutbacks because we don't need to have massive newsrooms. 15,000 people.
Right now, what I worry about, though, is we've let go of all this staff, and it isn't happening, and it's only happening.
We haven't let go of all the staff, actually.
No, they've not let go of all the staff. Hyperbole rules on Capitol Hill. And then this is a fascinating moment, Sean, because she held up a picture. It was like an 11 by 14 picture of the VOA newsroom. Now, you're familiar with the Voice of America because you worked there for a bit, right?
About a year.
So she holds up a picture of this big newsroom, one person at a desk, one person.
It's kind of a Where's Waldo. Can you spot the one person in there?
Not from here.
One person in the newsroom. And I know you're probably saying, yeah, thanks a lot, Carrie. No, this was actually back during the Biden administration. I didn't hear any complaints coming from anybody when nobody was showing up for work at VOA, when one person was showing up in the middle of the week, one person showed up. And nobody on this committee, nobody in, no Democrat said, why is there only one person in that newsroom?
Yeah, nobody said that then. And then, of course, the Democrat congressperson says, yeah, well, that's during COVID, right? She said, no.
This was last November. So I think COVID was over.
The elections maybe had something to do with the election.
I think you'd want to be in there if there was an election. This is the middle of the week in November. I've been in newsrooms. They're actually really full during an election.
Yeah, really. If you say the excuse is the election, that's why nobody was working. Come on now. Think about what you're saying here. Finally, she said, you know, it's they do have enough time, and they have had enough time during the last handful of years to trash Donald Trump.
This newsroom was ready to attack President Trump. They were doing ads for Joe Biden. They were literally running Biden ads.
Mr. Chairman,
and attacking President Trump.
Yeah, and the concern was, whose time is this?
Yeah.
This is my time.
Well, they unfortunately become a left-wing propaganda service. When I was there, late 79 through early 81, the last thing I covered was Reagan's inauguration.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he shifted all the money over to Radio Marti from VOA to broadcast into Cuba. But we had, I was an anchor, and we had, I had a producer, I had an editor, we had a whole floor above us was nothing but news writers. And they would write the news, send the scripts down, and then the editors and producers and anchors would produce the broadcast. And broadcasts typically you'd anchor a half hour, but it was factual news from the United States, and the theory was it was to broadcast behind the Iron Curtain, mm-hmm. So you get the sound of freedom. And what was going on in the United States and the rest of the world, in case you were shut off by the state-run
right.
television. So again, and I never got a sense there was any political messaging other than exposing people to the freedom of the United States. But now it's become a left-wing propaganda outfit.
Yeah, I mean, there are a whole group of questions that surround Voice of America, PBS, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Public TV. Why should we spend any money at all?
We don't. We don't need to spend any of our tax dollars on any of that any longer, that is for sure. All right, coming up top of the hour, a Baltimore nonprofit with ties to Mayor Scott approving funds benefiting him. Chuck Todd on the state of the Democrat Party. And MS-13, man, there's an update on what is going to happen to the witness who is cooperating with the feds against him. Stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The wildfire burning on northwest Idaho's Canfield Mountain was a deadly trap. Authorities say it was set by a gunman who shot and killed two firefighters, wounded a third who had arrived to battle the flames.
We do believe that the suspect started the fire, and we do believe that it was an ambush and it was intentional.
Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris on KXLY says a gunman's body was found with a weapon nearby. No word of a motive for the deadly ambush. Today could be decision day in the Senate with a vote possible on President Trump's major spending and tax cut bill. Senators debated the bill into the wee hours of the morning. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, an opponent of the Trump bill, says he will not be running for re-election. The president not planning to extend a pause on global tariffs beyond the 9th of July.
With
the tariffs deadline a little more than a week away, the president said there are no plans for another extension. During a Fox News interview, he said his administration will notify countries that the trade penalties will take effect after July 9 unless there are deals with the U.S. in place. The president said he will determine tariff levels based on how each country treats America. Greg Clugston, Washington.
So much bluster from senior Iranian officials claiming victory over Israel and the U.S. in the 12-day war. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not really surprised at that.
They may brag or they may exhibit some bravado, but they know in their hearts that they still sit vulnerable, that the Israelis could fly over their home tonight and make them go away.
Pompeo speaking with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures up 257 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 152. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856 or biglou.com.
Good morning. It's 803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like both the harbor tunnels are in fairly good shape. 895, though, is a little bit slow right after the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. And then traffic down around Camden Yards. The pace looks good there at 95 Russell Street and 395. The two major problems on I-70 right now westbound in Howard County at Route 97. That accident blocked the right lane. I-70 in Hagerstown is affected with the big wreck there at Interstate 81. And detours are still underway using the ramp traffic through that area. City Fire just rolled up. They have an alarm in a building 3900 block of Liberty Heights Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
We're starting off warm and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the mid to upper 90s. We will see the potential for some more showers and thunderstorms late afternoon into the evening time. More showers and storms, some of the strongest severe on Tuesday, and temperatures staying in the 90s. For the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 75 degrees. Ellicott City right now has 75 as well. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. This news is being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev at 410-944-3100 or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Kilmer Abrego Garcia is asking to remain in jail in Tennessee after the Trump administration said it would deport him to a third country once he's released. In a filing from his lawyers on Friday, Abrego Garcia's team said, "We cannot put any faith in any representation made on this issue by the Justice Department." Maryland State Police say a pedestrian is dead following a hit-and-run crash in Hereford County. Accident happened just after 2 o'clock in the morning Sunday on northbound I-95 near Riverside Parkway. According to the preliminary investigation, the 33-year-old victim was walking in the middle of the left lane when he was struck by a vehicle described as a 2021 to 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee. More than 70 residents of a Howard County senior center were displaced after a sprinkler fire. After a sprinkler pipe broke, not a fire. Over the weekend, it happened Saturday evening at the Heartlands Senior Living Village in Ellicott City. 74 residents were taken to other facilities. Another 86 residents were relocated to an unaffected part of the building. and a 70-year-old motorcyclist injured following a crash in North Baltimore, 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, intersection of East Northern Parkway and York Road. Motorcyclist being treated in an area hospital. Authorities say this motorcycle car crash, he is in serious condition. The driver of the car remained at the scene. Police say their investigation is ongoing. It's 8:06 on WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 878, pick 4, 9393, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Orioles got the hitting yesterday, they got the pitching yesterday, and then the defense followed suit.
Fly ball out to deep left field. Couser back. Oh!
And he makes the catch! What a play by Colton Couser! Full extension near the drink. He rips it out of the sky! The milkman in the house here at Oriole Park.
And the Moo Birds as well. Ben Wagner, Ben McDonald with the call on Masson. Complete performance by the Birds yesterday in a 5-1 win, a series-clinching win over the Rays. After the game, Couser was asked where the catch ranked in his mind.
It's up there. It's probably top five, I guess.
Said the milkman nonchalantly. Los Angeles Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh was added to a lawsuit against his former employer, the University of Michigan, and a former assistant football coach accused of hacking into computer systems to acquire photos of college athletes. Attorneys claim Harbaugh allowed Matt Weiss to continue working as co-offensive coordinator in a national playoff game after Weiss was seen viewing private information on a computer. And finally, a Friday night fire at the site of Jimmy's famous seafood tailgate venue under the Russell Street Bridge by M&T Bank Stadium is being investigated as arson. Firefighters arrived and found two shipping containers, which contained tables and signage showing fire and heavy smoke. The fire was extinguished in 25 minutes. Coming up in 30 minutes on this date in baseball history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Tower 3 here at The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we have an update on MS-13 man and a witness cooperating with the feds. What's happening with both of them? Chuck Todd will weigh in on the state of the Democrat Party. We hear from President Trump on the New York City commie lunatic mayoral candidate.
Wow.
Another leftist actress going off the rails here today. And the one big beautiful bill, I think Senator Mark Wayne Mullen has made a very good point. We'll share that with you. But top story here today is, this is Maryland. So the default position is, when it comes to elected officials, corruption.
Yeah.
Okay? A nonprofit board tied to Baltimore City Mayor Brandon Scott approved sending millions of taxpayer dollars to his office.
Really?
The Baltimore Children and Youth Fund, exclusively funded by Baltimore City taxpayers, but operates as a, quote, nonprofit, end of quote, with the board controlling its spending. For fiscal year 2026, the budget was signed by Mayor Scott this week. $16 million went to BCYF, but $7 million of that came right back to the mayor's office of employment development.
To do what?
Well, hang on. City officials emphasized at budget hearings earlier this month that BCYF's board approved sending the nearly $7 million to the mayor's office of employment development after being approached by someone in the Scott administration. Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland finds four of the eight listed BCYF board members have direct ties to the mayor's office.
Boy, that's a shocker.
Yeah. Now, what the mayor's office of employment development does is they fund a lot of youth activities in around Baltimore City. But occasionally, it is believed, when they're short on money in one department, when there's a gap in the budget, they'll ask for, hey, make it rain from the nonprofit, and then money somehow goes to the mayor's office at their discretion. Lori Styron, she's the CEO of Charity Watch. She has a problem with this relationship.
It's never good when there's a conflict of interest or even the appearance of the conflict of interest, because this really erodes public trust.
You think? Michael Watson is the research director at Capital Research. He investigates how nonprofits intersect with politics. He says that BCYF and the mayor owe the public a few answers.
So you've got money from the government goes to the nonprofit, then goes back to the government. There needs to be a public explanation for that, and a thorough public explanation for why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah. So taxpayer dollars going to a nonprofit, or to the city. Mm-hmm. The city then, and again, this nonprofit was set up for people who fall through the cracks. They don't usually get grants. They can't, for the little guy. And so the money then goes to the nonprofit, and it's coming right back to the mayor's office.
So this is not that he's lining his own pocket. He's just making his budget sound like it makes sense by using the same dollar.
I want to make
twice.
That clear. There's no indication that the mayor is personally profiting from any of this money, but somebody in his office, the Baltimore mayor's office of employment development certainly is.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who never has money coming back to him. He has probably $1.5 million coming back to him in barter things, though. But it's Chuck Whitaker.
And you're not going to get any of it.
Yeah. Well, you've heard of kickbacks. Chuck has the kick forwards.
Yeah. 0.54.
I know a couple of things I'd like to kick. I should have done it when I was up there. The Curtis Creek drawbridge was up. They got it up, and then they couldn't get it down. You've had that problem, Bruce.
And it lasted more than 4 hours, too, Chuck.
Yes. Never mind. Let's not get into that. The eastbound side, the outer loop of the Beltway, very quickly went back to normal. I think they had a problem with the drawbridge on the inner loop side because it was backed up back to quarantine road. I see traffic now crossing the bridge, and we're back to normal once again. You know, they raise this thing up. That's at the Coast Guard yard. They raise this thing up, and they never tell us in advance that they're going to do it. They just surprise us. So it went up a little bit after 8 o'clock, and now slowly that will recover. And, of course, that's that area west of the Key Bridge, which the traffic can only go as far as quarantine road. And between there, Hawkins Point Road, and over towards the ramps at I-10. Now, the overturned vehicle westbound I-70, Route 97, Howard County, because of that, hazmat crews are there, and they're blocking the right lane. A brief delay from time to time, and the big wreck with the wind turbine blade laying across I-70 in Hagerstown at Interstate 81. That situation is still the same. Some traffic getting by, but delays do continue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bruce, did you hear what Chuck just said in this report?
Yeah.
We all know, of course, he does, get on the camera people, state highway chart.
He does.
If the cameras are turned the wrong way, whatever. We talk about that at great length. Mm-hmm. But now he wants to be given a heads up when the drawbridges go up.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you, I think we should have notice on that.
Do you want a phone call? You want an email? A text?
No, no. Just put it out. You know, put it out somewhere where we can see it.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't. Bruce, I'm talking to Sean. Bruce.
Oh, sorry. No, okay.
Button it up, winner. I know that's rigged because I had another thought about that, but I'm not going to go into it now.
Oh, okay.
We'll include you on all future emails, so that way you'll get the same breakdown that we get.
You know, you ain't said to me nothing. Just trying to get me to come on at 5 o'clock in the morning. I know. That's why I never respond.
No, but I wanted to clarify. You want these alerts from?
Don't you think that highway or somebody should let us know when that bridge is going up?
I think I have a legitimate, concern there. I would think that. But do you want every drawbridge or just that one?
That one's fine for right now.
What about drawstrings?
How about if I give you one cross the lips?
All right, we'll take it up with the management that is in charge of the... There's got to be a committee somewhere on the drawbridge.
Yeah. It's a committee. Okay, who took the money from the budget committee? That's what I want to know. I want a piece of that action.
Drawbridge. Exactly. All right, Chuck, I'll talk to you in a couple. All right, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Right now, of course, warm and muggy start. Highs in the mid-90s today. Maybe a chance of a thunderstorm or shower a little bit later on. Right now, mostly cloudy, 79 in Annapolis, 78 in Columbia. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:17 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to head to the circus to see which lefty loses it. Get to hear it live in action. Actually, it's kind of wonderful. Please focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters on the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Carrie Champion. Now, Carrie Champion is an American broadcast journalist, TV personality. She is the host of the Carrie Champion Show on Amazon Prime Video Sports Talk. She's worked as an anchor and reporter over at the Tennis Channel and other sportsy-related kinds of things. So how she ended up talking politics with Scott Jennings is beyond me, but here we go.
A foreign minister from Rwanda told CNN he said he's committed to supporting this ongoing negotiation, but warned that ending the conflict will depend on political will and the good faith, and he doesn't know if that is true, referring to the DRC's government.
You didn't watch the news yesterday. They literally announced it in the Oval Office.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is indeed a historic day because it's the signing of a peace agreement between Congo and Rwanda to end a conflict that has been going on for 30 years.
Let me ask you a question.
Literally in the Oval Office.
Can I say something?
Friday afternoon.
It's amazing. She just completely ignored. He said, wait a minute. You got to watch the news, Darlin, because they discussed this in the Oval Office yesterday.
I really do like Scott Jennings a lot, but he's got to be paying these people to find people like Carrie Champion for him, because it's like, you know.
Like shooting ducks in the
air. Is. Yeah. It's too easy.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody can be that stupid.
Well, I would disagree. But again, as I put the clip in, it's... Ma'am, if you could please get back in the clown car, get back to the Tennis Channel, where you can read more about forehands and backhands than international policy. We'd all appreciate it. 8:19 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
What motivates somebody or anybody at the fake news network to recruit somebody from the Tennis Channel
as a political expert?
Right, to be a political pundit.
Look, she's very attractive, and you know she has a great camera presence. Those two things seem to make up for any shortcomings in policy.
Yeah. Hey, this just in. The Ayatollah has issued a fatwa calling for Muslims to assassinate President Trump. This is a guy that Trump stopped a missile raining down on his head. Isn't great? And the latest number that we're getting on the Iranian nationals arrested by ICE, 150, over 150.
Including a sniper.
Including an Iranian army sniper and members of the IRGC. And so if they're deserters, it's one thing, but if they're over here looking to cause problems as a sleeper cell, that's a whole other issue. All right, still to come, we'll hear from President Trump on the New York City commie lunatic mayor. We also have Chuck Todd coming up on the state of the Democrat Party. And you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Please identify yourself.
Fourth of July from WCBM, Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck. Hey, I'm number three, Whitaker.
Oh, we're not going to let that go, right? It's all right. It's all right. It's, never mind. Let's just keep it clean.
Well, yeah, you finished the top three. Be proud.
Yes. They did have an issue with the Curtis Creek drawbridge. The outer loop bridge went down. The inner loop bridge did not initially, but the backup is gone now. They fixed it, so hopefully they get it back up. It'll stay up. Well, never mind. Right now it's down. Let's just leave it at that. The westbound side of I-70 at Route 97 in Howard County, that's an accident with a vehicle overturned on the right side of the roadway. They're blocking the right lane with equipment there. Brief delay there. Big wreck out in Hagerstown. Been there all morning. I-70 right at the ramps at Interstate 81. Nothing major on the Beltway now. JFX, you're okay south of Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for the start of your Independence Day week. A warm and muggy start to the day, highs mid-90s, and maybe a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm later today. Right now, 79 and cloudy in Pikesville, and it is 79 in Parkville. It's 8:24, 24 minutes after the hour. President Trump had some thoughts with he shared with Maria Bartiromo about Zohran Mamdani, the Democrat socialist, global intifadist, anti-Semite, Muslim.
Man about town.
Commie, yeah. That wants to be the next mayor of New York City.
What did you make of the New York Democrat primary? Mamdani.
He's a communist. I think it's very bad for New York. I don't know that he's going to get in. It's inconceivable that he's. But he's a communist, and he's a pure communist. I think he admits it. But I can't imagine it, but let's say this. If he does get in, I'm going to be president, and he's going to have to do the right thing, or they're not getting any money. He's got to do the right thing. It's shocking that I would have assumed that I used to say we will never have a socialist in this country. No, but we'll have a communist. I mean, he's a communist and going to be mayor of New York. So I was very surprised when I said, I never heard of him. I don't know who he is.
Well, he said he's going to fight ICE. He's not going to allow ICE to...
He'll be very unsuccessful.
And he said if Benjamin Netanyahu comes to New York, he's going to have him arrested.
Oh, he's a radical left lunatic.
Yeah, well, and he denies being a communist, by the way. He admits he's a Democrat socialist, but he denies being a communist. But already, Bruce, you're playing this for me earlier this morning, where some of the impacts or ramifications that these city-owned grocery stores might have if Mamdani is successful in chasing out all the private grocers and going with nothing
just wonderful
but government grocers.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you, Comrade Grocer.
Comrade Grocer is a triumph of decolonized supply chains.
It's not just a supermarket, it's a lifestyle.
Part of the New York City Government Bureau of Equitable Rationing. We're open 4 days a week from 9 to 4.
I lost 30 pounds just waiting in line. This store saved my health and my marriage. Comrade Grocer gave me a reusable bag, a can of meat, and a sense of shared despair.
Dismantling systemic food privilege, one meal at a time.
There's no fruit, but there's also no expectations.
Some call it scarcity. I call it mindful consumption.
Sure, the shelves are mostly empty, but so was my heart before Comrade Grocer.
Yes.
A can of meat. I got a can of meat. That's all I wanted. All right, Claude at Arbutus.
Good morning, Claude.
Oh, you guys crack me up, man. I tell you.
That's something. Your thoughts on Mamdani?
Well, I think it's going to be a bad day for New York as well. And also, I want to thank you for looking into that for me yesterday on the rescue show.
Yeah, absolutely. You should reach out to one of those organizations and see if they can give you some support or some help.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm also going to talk to our Volunteer Firemen's Association. Also, I want you to listen to this song called When the Sirens Are Going. And we lost two firefighters in Idaho. Some nut shot them.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about?
Apparently, this guy set a fire lure the firemen, and then he began shooting, and he killed two of them, sadly. Right. But so I don't know whether they took him out or he took himself out. They're waiting an investigation, but he's dead now, the shooter.
He probably took himself out.
Yeah, I would think.
The song is about we're just ordinary people. We're not superheroes. We're just ordinary people trying to make a difference in the first on every scene.
You know, I tell you what, Claude, I hear that, and you guys are very humble. But anybody who's running into a burning building while people are running out, is a different breed, man. And that and the fact that now you got to worry about when you're trying to put out a fire that somebody's going to shoot at you. I think it's just despicable. It really is. But
it don't make sense. It don't make sense.
No.
Well, again, I don't know. Did he have a beef with the fire department? Or was he mentally ill? Was he an Iranian sleeper cell? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what the full investigation is. We don't have an idea yet.
I got a beef with the fire department, but I ain't doing that kind of stuff.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you go through the channels.
Still my friends.
All right, Claude, thanks again. Appreciate the feedback, and thank you again for your service fighting fires.
Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. With our hot summer weather in full swing, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Again, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, do what I do. 410-876-9404. Online, timkylecompany.com. That's KYLE. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling. Winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It's 8:30 up next. Chuck Todd weighs in on the state of the Democrat Party. It's time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Weekend fire at the Dundee Creek Marina and Middle River causes an estimated $500,000 of damage. The state fire marshal's offices crews were called to the marina at Gunpowder Falls State Park at around 6 o'clock Saturday morning. Investigators say the accidental fire started in a chest freezer and spread to a shelf holding rags, clothing, and a can of lighter fluid used for barbecue grills on the property. Kilmer Abrego Garcia is asking to remain in jail in Tennessee after the Trump administration said it would deport him to a third country once released. In a filing from his lawyers on Friday, Abrego Garcia's team said, "We cannot put any faith in any representation made by this particular Justice Department." He currently faces human smuggling charges. He had been deported from to El Salvador earlier this year and then brought back, and it turned out to be now one of the real flashpoints for the president's illegal immigration policies. And Maryland State Police say a pedestrian has been killed, unfortunately, following a hit-and-run crash in Harford County. The accident happened just after 2 o'clock Sunday morning, northbound I-95 near Riverside Parkway. According to the preliminary investigation, the 33-year-old victim was walking in the center lane, not the edge of, but in the lane itself, when he was struck by a vehicle described as a 2021 or 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The man was dead at the scene, name being withheld, pending family notification. Anyone who witnessed the crash or has information relevant to this investigation asked to please contact the state police. Coming up at 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Let's make this moment of truth interactive. I would love to hear from my inner city brothers and sisters as to what urban pastors are preaching to their flocks. It's long been my contention that the church has been more problem than solution to the totalitarian governments that run our cities. How many are preaching the social gospel instead of the gospel of Christ? The social gospel is nothing more than socialism wrapped in religious terminology and unbiblical theology. It promotes doing things for the common good, which is a term used often by socialists, progressives, and Democrats. Inner city pastors often work hand in hand with community organizers and local politicians to ensure that congregations continue to vote for the status quo. All for the common good, of course, while our morally and fiscally bankrupt cities are running to the ground. So call me here at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church and let me know what your pastor supports. Freedom in Christ or bondage to socialism. This is Pastor David Lewis of the Moment of Truth.
Pick three, lottery number 878. Your pick four, 9393. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There was a broken down vehicle in the Old Harbor Tunnel. It was there for a couple of minutes on the northbound side, but it looks like now we've recovered through that area. Just looking at the camera at Child Street and also at Shell Road, that's on the south end. There's no backup there, and whatever backup we had earlier southbound towards O'Donnell Street has pretty much cleared as well. So it looks like right now we're good to go at both the Harbor Tunnels. Had some minor slowing in and around the Beltway, but nothing major. Baltimore Street downtown is still closed. If you're heading downtown, it's shut down at Baltimore Street at Guilford Avenue with detours underway. They're working on the wreck in Hagerstown, I-70 at the ramps at Interstate 81. There's a wreck in Howard County. Still blocks the right lane, I-70 westbound at Route 97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're starting off warm and muggy for your Monday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the mid to upper 90s. We will see the potential for some more showers and thunderstorms late afternoon into the evening time. More showers and storms, some of the strongest severe on Tuesday, and temperatures staying in the 90s. For the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cake batter. It's cookie dough. It's the new Superman cake batter cookie dough blizzard treat, now at participating DQ locations for a limited time. Fly in today for this cosmic collision of flavor, and don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy, tastes good.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 8:35 sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds open a six-game road trip tonight in Texas with Trevor Rogers taking the hill at 8:05 opposite Patrick Corbin. Rangers took 2 of 3 from the Birds last week in Baltimore. The story yesterday at Camden Yards was Dean Kramer, the right-hander tossing 7 innings of shutout ball against a Rays lineup that's second in the majors in batting average. 5-1 the final yesterday. In the postgame, an interesting answer from Kramer on what he likes about pitching daytime baseball.
There's significantly less sitting around all day, stewing on whatever, waiting to start my routine. So I think that helps me, and anxiety and stuff of that nature.
Shohei Ohtani continued his comeback from Tommy John surgery on Saturday. The two-way superstar firing a 101.7-mile-per-hour fastball, the fastest pitch of his Major League career. A two-inning stint for Ohtani on Saturday against the Royals as he continues his opener duties for the Dodgers. The Lakers had only one selection in the NBA draft, but were highly active in the undrafted free agent market, featuring several notable names. North Carolina star R.J. Davis was signed, as well as Villanova's Eric Dixon, the nation's leading scorer from a year ago, and also Julian Reese, the Maryland power forward, one of only two players in Maryland history to notch 1,000 points and 1,000 rebounds in his career. Forward Riley DiMartino and midfielder Sarah Martin scored goals as the Annapolis Blues women's soccer team closed out the USLW League regular season by beating Richmond 2-0 before an announced crowd of 5,843 at Navy Marine Corps Stadium. The Blues completed an unbeaten regular season and will now host a playoff game on Thursday. And finally, few players have ever been as talented or entertaining as Dave Parker, nicknamed the Cobra, who spent 19 seasons in the big leagues and ranked among the game's best at his peak with the Pirates in the late 1970s. Parker was set to be inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame next month, but he passed away on Saturday after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. The two-time World Series champ, two-time batting champ, and league MVP was 74 years old. The time now is 8:37 when we return on this date in baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, boys, on this date in baseball history, 30 years ago today, June 30th, 1995, right player, wrong uniform. Oh, man.
Eddie Murray is the 20th man to get 3,000 hits in the major league.
Eddie Murray's the right man, but he did it in a Cleveland Indians uniform.
Oh, yeah. Ouch.
Just didn't look right.
Ouch.
You know?
It never looks right.
It's like Babe
it's
Ruth.
It's like Johnny Unitas in a Chargers
exactly.
uniform. Oh,
exactly.
Oh, my God. It's like, I can never erase that from my mind.
It's like Babe Ruth in a Boston Braves uniform. Just shouldn't happen.
Should not
anyway,
happen.
Congrats to Eddie Murray. Great guy.
Which was worse, Messina in the Yankees uniform or Eddie in the Indians uniform?
Eddie.
It's got to be Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, 3,000 hits. I mean, come on.
Right.
Hall of Famer.
All right, thanks, Gary. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Bob is in Kingsville. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Your previous caller mentioned the that horrible shooting incident in Idaho.
Right.
And I just wanted to ask, you know, anything I've read so far is they found a body and some gun next to it, a rifle maybe or something, and I don't know. They haven't. I guess I'm a little skeptical. Have they really confirmed that that was the actual shooter, or was he shot by the shooter? It's just. I hope they can find the gunpowder prints or something that links.
Well, the Kootenai County Sheriff's Office in Idaho said they found a male body with a firearm. So we don't know whether it was a handgun or a long gun next to him, and he was deceased. And so they haven't told us who it is, or whether the ballistics match, or you know whether this was self-inflicted or shot by somebody. So there's a lot we still don't know. So it's you're right to be skeptical until we get more information.
Yeah,
no, absolutely.
Yeah, and I guess I'm a little concerned when the police chief comes out and says that the situation's all clear now and there's no threat or anything.
You're right. With that, he said that there's no longer the shelter-in-place order. So that means indicates to me that they think this guy was the shooter. So, but we need some, I think, independent confirmation.
What you need is the gun and the ballistics from the rifle shooting a bullet and match that with the bullets that hit the firefighters.
And it's got to match up to the deceased
correct.
Body
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
So, and who knows? But you're right to be skeptical. Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. 8:40, 20 minutes for the hour of 9 o'clock on the morning drive.
It's fascinating to see the Democrats continue to navel gaze. But it happens in either political party when they get walloped pretty good, as the Democrats did this past November. A guy who's always been associated with the Democrat Party, although purportedly has been a neutral interviewer on TV, but not really all that neutral, Chuck Todd. He was asked about, well, are the Democrats now just basically a far-left party?
I think this is the identity crisis that they have. I think it's just a collection of people that don't like Trump right now, right? And that served them well in 20. But imagine trying to create a big tent that had AOC and John Kasich in it, right? You know? Or how about Liz Cheney and AOC? You're sort of going to rip a hole in the middle, right, as you're trying to stretch that tent.
Yeah, that tent will not stretch that far from the far left to the moderates within the Democrat Party. And the moderates are basically being shoved out as folks like AOC and Jasmine Crockett and Rashida Tlaib and Pramila Jayapal et al. Begin to make their mark. And now, of course, we just got done talking about the guy who is the Democrat nominee for mayor in New York City. Yes, these are indications that that party is moving to the left.
It feels like they're way too poll tested. It feels like that they're trying so hard to sort of keep their suburban voters. And that's been part of their problem.
Yeah, the problem is their voters traditionally have not been the suburban housewife. Traditionally, the voters for the Democrats have been folks who are members of unions, folks who are working folks.
The growth in the Democratic electorate is in the suburbs, wealthy suburbs. And so the growth of the Republican electorate has been in the working class exurbs and actually in the working class, even in working class urban areas. And I think that that's been their disconnect, is that their voters are in one place, their messaging is in another, but then when they try to message to their suburban voters, they sort of lost touch with their working class root.
Absolutely, completely. But AOC, though, she has the solution. I mean, a parent thought I mentioned her a couple of seconds ago. But this woman says the Democrats have to learn the lesson of New York City.
This isn't just about Mr. Mamdani as an individual. This is about the message that the people of New York City are trying to send to our party, and particularly in the fact that the entire Democratic establishment, when given a broad range of candidates to support across all sorts of different ideas, still decided to stubbornly choose Andrew Cuomo, who is a leader, who has been a leader for a very long time, when the people are clearly asking for generational change.
Yeah, and they didn't like that at all. She wants that generational change, and she wants it way to the left. Cuomo represented the middle of the Democrat Party. That will not do for today's socialist Democrats. They really got to rename the party. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the big wreck in Hagerstown has cleared. They had that wing and that fan wing coming off that turbine that was across I-70. I've never seen a wreck like that in my life. I fell off a flatbed truck, went across all four lanes earlier this morning, now cleared, and everybody's back to normal now at I-70 at the interchange at Interstate 81. Couple of slow areas on the Beltway, the inner loop right here at I-70, a little bit slow coming up from Route 40. The inner loop at Green Spring and the Parkville side is a little slow there between Hartford Road and Providence Road on the northeast outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another warm, muggy start to the day today. We're looking at high in the mid-90s by this afternoon. Chance of showers or storms later on this afternoon or evening. Tomorrow also pretty much the same. We're expecting 90s, a storm possible as we head into the Independence Day weekend. So keep that in mind as we make your plans for the outdoor barbecues. Looks like Friday we may get some showers for Independence Day.
Oh, so, come on, man.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but things can change. Hang in there. Saturday and Sunday looking better. Right now it is cloudy, 80 in Arnold, and it is 79 in Bel Air. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, feel-good news segment today. Apartment building in Cleveland caught fire last week. Good Samaritans caught a baby dropped from a third-story window.
Wow.
Mom had to climb down a rope, made of bed sheets to get out, but they're both okay. Here's one of the guys that caught the baby talking about what happened.
I heard something going like, shoo, shoo, shoo. Boom!
boom, like it literally blew up and I flipped. This is my baby she got in her hands. Like, I'm like, drop the baby, let her go. I'm going to catch her. I was thanking God that that baby got saved. Mm-hmm. And that lady, too.
Thank God it was on the wide receiver and spiked the ball.
I knew you were going there. I knew you were going there.
Sorry.
It was an old skit. It was a skit. Somebody, was that an actual skit or was it a National Lampoon? I remember hearing it once before.
It's about White Shoes.
Billy White Shoes Johnson?
Yes. He was a wide receiver.
All right. I knew I'd heard it somewhere.
Yes.
All right. So the one big beautiful bill. All right. So it barely passed the Senate procedural vote, 51-49.
Yep.
Tillis and Rand Paul voting against. Ron Johnson voted for, but he said that doesn't mean he'll vote for it on the floor.
Right.
So if it does come to the floor today, you just don't know. I don't see anything that's resolved for Rand Paul. Tillis is out already, so he's checked out. So you can lose one more and then have Vice President Vance break the tie.
Yeah.
And that's why there's a lot of wheeling and dealing going on. But now here comes the House. And the House says, House Freedom Caucus, led by Andy Harris, mm-hmm. they're saying they may not vote for it. It comes back over in the House in its current form. They want more spending cuts. There's more Medicaid concerns. You know, the top concerns are the SALT thing. That's the state and local tax cap. Which I think was, 50,000 in the House, and then 10,000 in the Senate, and they'll probably compromise on that. The big thing is Medicaid, all right? So there are a lot of things. Yeah. A lot of folks worried about Medicaid cuts now and down the road. Tillis is worried about the Medicaid cuts. Senator Mark Mullen was on yesterday on one of the Talking Head shows, and basically what they're talking about is able-bodied folk that are getting government benefits should be required
to work
for them. And they're not talking about breaking their backs here. They're saying minimum 20 hours a week. So in order to get your benefits, your Medicaid coverage, you need to work 20 hours a week. Here's Senator Mark Wayne Mullen.
And what is so hard about requiring an able-bodied individual with no dependents, no sickness, to work 20 hours a week? I know you work more than 20 hours this weekend alone. What is so hard about having a work requirement there with someone that has no medical condition and no dependents? We don't pay people in this country to be lazy. Yeah. We want to give them an opportunity, and when they're going through a hard time, we want to give them a helping hand. That's what Medicaid was designed for, and it's unfortunately being abused. And so what we are focused on is making sure that Medicaid is there for people in the future that need it and get rid of the fraud, waste, and abuse.
So it's just worth noting, 92% of people on Medicaid are either working or would qualify for an exemption. I do want to move on to this landmark Supreme Court decision, though. That basically,
hold on. There's 8% left.
Yeah, that's 8%. And that 8% is a large number. Medicaid continues to grow. So that's Kristen Welker, who's, her job is to tamp down Republicans and to build up, commies like Mamdani, who she had on yesterday. But the Economic Policy Innovation Center noted that the Medicaid program, which was initially designed to help women with children and folks who are extremely poor, get a proper medical coverage.
Right.
That's the design. But right now we're spending at least, I don't know what the actual number is, but we're a significant part of the money being spent on working age adults, including illegal aliens who are not supposed to be on it at all. But, that's what happens. The hospital treats the illegal alien and they need to be paid for it. So
they submit.
And the rest, as they say, is history. And Rick Scott understands this. He owned hospitals and ran hospitals in Florida. He's the one that's trying to get these Medicaid rates, changed so the people, states aren't left holding the bag. And it's just a big mess. Obamacare killed Medicaid. And at the end of the day, but you can look at, if there is the death of Medicaid, it's going to be caused by Obamacare. Real quick, the Justice Department on Friday evening fired at least three prosecutors who persecuted J6 defendants. According to the AP, they were not named in the report that I have, but I think there's more to come. We're finally now catching up to the people that weaponized the justice system against folks. If you went in there, assaulted a police officer, or you vandalized, or you stole something, you need to go to jail. But if you went,
butt kicked.
But you went in there to, you know, shot through a bullhorn something, or you were just in the people's house and you weren't attacking anybody or anything, there was no reason for you to go to jail.
The doctor who went in gave a speech and then left.
Dr. Simone Gold.
Yeah. Yeah, she walked in, said what she had written down as a speech, and left. And she spent months.
2 months.
Yeah.
So it was 2 months. Up next, the latest on MS-13 man and his status. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Carson Show.
Democrat Party has a masculinity problem. The Democrat Party doesn't know why young men don't want to be part of the Democrat Party. Even though they've been saying that masculinity is toxic, that boys can become girls and girls can become boys. I build stuff. I fight wars. I weld. I'm a police officer. I'm a military member. I fight in battle. How about get off my butt? I do all the heavy lifting around here. Why do I have to be ashamed of being a man?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know what people are saying? That listen to Mom Donnie. He's not all wrong on this. The city-owned grocery store, you know what they're actually... We already have those, they're saying. We already have government-run grocery stores. And they're called commissaries. That's what they're pointing as a justification for a city-run grocery store. So that's basically a commissary. It's like the PX on base. But only the military can use it. It's for convenience for those who are on base in the military so they can get their shopping done because they kind of have other things to do.
And some bases, it's amazing to think how large they are. They're huge.
They're huge.
You know, and so you're there, and your job is somewhere in the middle of the base. You're talking about an hour to get out. From the nearest point.
Right.
I mean, it takes a while. 8:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. Number three.
Gonna go with that, huh?
So, oh, yeah.
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
The third amigo.
You bask in it, you basker, you. Outer loop of the Beltway. Still slow right here at Hartford Road. I looked over towards Providence Road, Paring Parkway. It's doing okay, but it's slow right here between Putty Hill and the bridge at Hartford Road as you're heading over towards Towson. Speaking of Towson, fire equipment just pulled up. They have an alarm in a building at Joppa Road at Fairmount Avenue, so you may have a number of flashing lights there. It's a high-rise building at that point, and they're checking an alarm in that building. If you're going downtown this morning, Baltimore Street remains closed. They're working on some underground fires that happened over the weekend. They're still investigating there. Baltimore Street is closed at Guilford Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Warm and muggy start again today. Humid, high mid-90s, and chance of showers and storms later on this afternoon or evening. Already 80 in Columbia, and it is 80 in Annapolis. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Morning. Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're doing fine.
Good. I started to feel like I live in Florida with all this rain.
Rain, and then after it rains, it's still humid.
Yeah. And then we had a little bit of sun yesterday. There's a lot going on. Well, anyways, I'll still take it over the cold, so I'm not complaining. Of course, we've got some latest updates out of Idaho. I do not know how we got to this point where people are so crazy that you could possibly have beef with firefighters. I'm starting to wonder, do you think it was a personal beef out there in Idaho where this guy, the sniper, was kind of hanging out waiting for them to report to this fire? Or do you think this someone truly wanted to shoot firefighters just randomly.
Well, how are you determined that the guy you hate is going to be on the call?
Well, so, I mean, I'm wondering how too. Big
unless
his town
it's
is.
A beef against the firefighters in general.
In general,
in general,
yeah.
Maybe.
Like who knows? We're speculating here. It could be, it could be mental illness. There's a lot of that going on right now.
Of course,
we don't institutionalize people anymore. It could be a personal beef with a single firefighter or with the fire department,
or
with first responders in general.
He could just be as nutty as a fruitcake.
Yes, that's true. He could be. Yeah. But I was wondering, you know, I'm not sure the size of the town and how many firefighters they actually have in this town. But it could be a possibility where they knew that these individuals were going to show up, you know, which ones they were.
I found it interesting, though, they haven't given us an identity yet.
No, they haven't given us anything.
So we don't have an identity. We don't have what kind of firearm was used.
Nothing. No type of motive, I don't know.
Part of it, they have to run through ballistics and everything, but you would think that we'd at least have an identity of the deceased.
Right. Ugh, it's so heartbreaking. Anyways, we'll talk about that to start the show. Also, we got some updates with Kilmer Obrego Garcia's case. I didn't realize that there was somebody that they were calling on to actually testify as a witness to what Kilmer was doing. I did not know that.
Yeah, apparently this was the guy riding in the truck with him in Tennessee, and the feds offered him a deal. You testify against him, we won't deport you.
Yeah.
So, and now I think he's being held in protective custody because, I mean, let's face it, their cartels are on the hook here.
Yep. Right.
This human smuggling ring that he was allegedly part of. So now he wants to stay in jail.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, he wants to stay in jail.
It's funny.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
You know, he's going to say, please send me to El Salvador.
His lawyer's going to say, please don't release me from jail. I like it here.
I know.
It's three squares and a cot. It's all good.
Yeah. So, the judge did Kilmer a favor by allowing him to stay in jail. Anyways, we'll get into those latest updates. Also, Baltimore City sees a 40% increase in robberies. We'll talk about that. Latina Brown, she's my guest today. She's with the Bronx GOP. She was one of those working on the ground to convince people to vote for Andrew Cuomo in the Democrat primary. That's what the GOP decided to do. And she said, you know, it's, of course, the black vote did go to Cuomo, but that's just about it.
So yeah, somebody had written in that they thought the illegals had a chance, had a vote, had a say in this, and they tried that in New York, but it was struck down by the court. So technically, they're not allowed to vote in a municipal election in New York City.
Right. And, of course, we got some new sound from Mom Dottie himself. And then also the big question of the day, Thomas Massie. Should he be primary now that President Trump is tired of his shenanigans? He's wondering whether or not, you know, he should lob this. And I saw they already have somebody visiting the White House. Did you see that?
Yes.
Former Navy SEAL state senator.
Right.
So they've already got somebody.
They have somebody ready to roll.
I know.
He said he's coming. He was going after Tillis, and Tillis said, I'm out.
Yeah.
So who knows?
I know.
I think Massey probably is a little bit more, is tougher than Tillis.
Oh, yeah. He's a much more viable candidate. I don't know if I agree with Trump on this one, to be honest with you. I'm not a huge fan of Thomas Massie, and we'll get into some of his votes. But, we're not the cult, right? You got to have people that can still disagree with you.
Voting against everything that you put out there.
Yeah. He's a libertarian. I know where he's coming from with the budget.
It's almost like Larry Hogan.
Oh, no, don't say that.
All right, Kim's coming up next.
Thanks, guys.
Stay tuned.
And Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jenny's Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century. That's a lot of accumulated expertise there. It's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or JJT-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
All right, that does it for us. Stay tuned for Kim. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.